Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bud Naked, your new Alabamian champion. I would like to say thanks to all my fans and supporters. But most importantly, I would like to say thanks to all my haters and doubters. Y'all are the reason why I do this shit. That man said I spazzed on y'all because a billion motherfucker want to see me fall. You know what, man? In the first Grizz Inc. magazine, I printed, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. With that being said, I brought that belt back. Sweet on Alabama. Also, I would like to say, when Dave Floyd had that belt, no one would challenge him for it. Now that I have it, I hear others want it now, including my co-host, DJ Grant, to whom I would still oblige him by pissing on his motherfucking motor any given Sunday or Saturday. Call me, boy.
Oh, are we live?
Well,
are we live?
That's y'all intro. You don't know y'all intro?
I thought Nick was back on the board. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. It's Keep It Real Tuesday once again, and I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I hear we got a packed house as usual. Some don't believe that the house be packed like it be packed, but even our chief commander, Jay Barnes, can believe how many callers, is on the board before it's time to, to start to show up. But, we thank everybody for calling in and tuning in. But, hey, it is what it is. I got a special co-host today. My co-host, Butt Naked, is running a little late. He will be joining us here shortly. But until then, I got my main man, the lawyer, Tyke Man, on the line with me. Tyke Man, what's happening, brother? Oh, no.
I can't go, Carla. What's going on, son? Over here trying to get one of these prize winners ready for this weekend.
Uh-oh. That's right. Y'all know what it is. Grudge Inc. is invading Candyland this weekend.
You can't say that shit.
It's all in love, man. It ain't no, all that stuff is over. We can talk like we want to talk. Ain't nobody, We love Candyland. They still call it Candyland, don't they? I mean, if they don't call it that no more, I'll stop.
They don't call it that no more.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I might offend it because I wasn't trying to. I was just, being typical me, a jokester. So, the House of Hooks this weekend going down. The Great White versus Lethal Weapon. Woo! Definitely worth the price of admission. My main man, Cold Killer, has been undefeated. One more car stands in his way, I feel like, I guess, for every, there's a lot of controversy surrounding this race, but I'm going with Killer. Ain't no surprise about that. That's what I'm going with, so. Anybody don't like him? I don't know if I want to say, because I know a lot of them don't like him. But I think Killer gonna pull it on out. I already know what you think, Tyke, but what's your take on it, Tyke?
Well, Sana, we do what we do. And I think we hold the title as the baddest motherfucker on 29, so what you say, tell DJ Grant, he ain't safe. Oh, shit, son. No, not yet. He ain't got all pressure yet.
Who is that, Chris?
Don't worry about that. Don't worry about who that is. Just know your ass is on suicide watch.
Good. I like to be on suicide watch.
I
bet you they're going to retract that statement when I come out. I bet you that. I don't care who it is in your background. They on 28. I guarantee
they're
going to retract.
Anything else you want to know?
No, let me tell you that. Like I said, I ain't got no oil pressure. But when they see me, do me.
Well, then get it. All you got to do is get on your stomach.
Hey, what did he say?
Yeah, Yeah, Stoner, you ain't safe over here. Bitch got a picture of your motherfucking car on the shop wall, and it ain't nothing but motherfucking, ain't nothing but dots going through that motherfucker.
I like that.
Yeah, you ain't,
I like that. I can't wait to see who it is. Don't care who it is, really.
Mm-hmm.
Really don't.
Yeah. Just let you know you ain't safe.
I ain't ducking a dot to nobody in the world on a pair, on a set of 28s. Nobody.
Okay. What
nobody,
about 275?
Nobody.
What about 275?
It all depends.
I know. I knew you had a motherfucker reversing that motherfucker.
Hey. It ain't no reverse. It's just it's a two-step, goddamn, a two-step. there you go. A 28, it is what it is. I'm your huckleberry. Promise you that.
All right, son.
But we also got, I would like to introduce everybody. We got, we got Miss Bunny on the line. She is the operator of Hub City Dragway in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. She's on the line, and they'll be starting up their new, is it a Drudge Inc. show or their radio show starting tomorrow? And I'd like to get her on and let her introduce herself and let everybody know the number to call in. The famous Fat Tuesday will be coming up this year, and she'll be the one that's, I guess, you know, running that whole operation and everything. So, Miss Bonnie, are you there?
I'm here. I am.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm trying to make it. Let everybody know who you are and, you know, kind of elaborate on what I just said a little bit and let them know about your show that starts tomorrow and give them the number for it, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'm Bonnie Webb. I'm the new owner of Hub City Raceway in Hattiesburg. I've been here about a year, and I don't know if any of you, most of you know, my husband died in April, so I kind of got knocked to my knees for a while, but I'm back in operation and ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Our talk show starts tomorrow at 8 o'clock. The dial-in number is 347-215-9989. The host is going to be Scott Taylor. He loves grudge racing, so any of y'all want to give him a hard time, go ahead. Fat Tuesday this year falls late in February. The last week of February is the first week of March. I believe that the actual Tuesday is March 2nd, if I'm not mistaken. So it kind of falls late this year. We have a race set up here in Hattiesburg February the 11th for anyone that wants to come on down mid-February with Pro Stock Joe. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay.
We're going to start a once-a-month Battle of the Belts kind of thing with Jay. I'm looking forward to that.
Battle of the Belts. Okay.
I'm not sure what the name of it is, but that's what I wrote down. You know,
we're doing that once a month.
That's a Battle of the Belts, Hattiesburg style, and that's a Grudge Inc. Grudge Inc. is putting up a belt at the Hattiesburg track, and we're trying to identify king of the track, and it's a monthly race that'll be going on there. And
okay, so I can come down there once. I can come down once a month. Okay, if I come down there and get the belt, so. How that's gonna be if I bring it on back to Alabama? Well, you know.
Well, my
I gotta come defend it every month, or what? How that's gonna work?
Well, that's
Jay,
the main thing. It's designed. Yeah, it's designed. You know, it always has to be that belt has to be defended at Hub City Dragway. And
yes, I guess.
Yeah, in Mississippi, and you know, to maintain it, you know, the racers. You know, realistically, you know, the local guys as well as anybody out of state, as long as they can come into that track and defend it, they maintain that championship. You know,
let me just speak hypothetically for a minute, Jay. So if I was come down there and take that belt, so basically, they call me, okay, Stoner, they got the race again this month. So I said, okay, I'm gonna come on down. I'm gonna sit back, eat me a old sandwich, and then let them battle out. And then whoever wins, then they got to run me for it. Oh, how that gonna work? Is that how it works?
First thing first, Summer, you know,
while you are, there's a Hattiesburg, there's a Hub City belt, but also there's a Montgomery, Alabama belt. So I don't know if you might need to be trying to cover your own background, your own.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to call my buddy belt a little city belt. He called me. He said, "But they got a little city belt." We got our own little stuff we gotta take care in house. But
listen to this now. Let me tell you since we talked about it. That tracks around the country they will start having a monthly Grudge Inc. shootout in which and it's designed to promote grudge racing at the local track and to create some fan loyalty to the track itself. So we right now we for 2014 we got about 15 tracks that will have a monthly Grudge Inc. race, and they will have a track belt that they will defend on a monthly basis. And these winners will be ultimately invited up to state event and ultimately up to national event. So it's a pretty good program that Grudge Inc. has put together. Hattiesburg will be kicking it off, you know, first, but there's about 15 other tracks around the country that will also be doing.
I got an idea. This is just me throwing out, and y'all may have already thought. How about if you do it something like this, and this could go for all of them. I'll just throw this out there. Say, for instance, like you said, they have the local race or the state race once a month, and you know that person is recognized that he's the belt holder, so he's that champion for a month or whatever, and maybe I guess whoever wins it the most, like you know you might have somebody that wins it two or three times, or more than that out of the year, and then at the end of the year they get to keep a big belt, so they can be the state grudge racer of the year for that belt. I mean, are y'all gonna do it for? I mean. Different classes.
It's gonna be recognized in different ways. Like for an example, yeah. let's use since we're talking about Mississippi, let's use Mississippi for example. You got Hub City, you got Holly Springs, you got Lena. Just using them three, each one will have a track champion, but each one of them also will submit their track champions at the state level. So that we can have a state champion, and ultimately, those state champions will compete in the national level, and we are putting money in place all the way. You know, so it'll take a little time for everybody to see how the development runs, but the bottom line is it's designed where you can get some track loyalty with these races. The racer can, by being a participant at their home track, and gain money to be funded to go to state level and ultimately to the national level.
Sounds good. Sounds real good. Anything to promote what we all love, and I mean, I got to say 2013 has been a great year, and it still ain't over. We've had some great races here the last few weeks. I mean, and to have this kind of racing toward the end of the year is good, and still a few more races before the year is even over with. So it's just setting the stage just for 2014 to be even bigger. I mean, I just like how things are going, and like everybody's supporting everybody, and this thing's turning back around, and it ain't, you know, we're getting past all of the mess and just getting back to what we love to do, and that's racing, mm-hmm. talking junk, and getting to it, so... Well, Ms. Bonnie, anything else you want to say?
We're also starting a Friday night street racing where we're going to race from the finish line forward. That first race will be November the 15th. We'll see how that turns out. We might do it week by weekly. I'm not sure yet. You know, we just kind of have to have the first one first and go from there.
I'll piggybacking off of the zoo. I know the zoo been having those races down there like that. There was a big success on Friday nights over in Macon.
We're hoping. We're a college town, so it's a good way to get the kids off the streets.
Yeah, that's true.
you know, promote within the college area. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I know I've had a lot of people approach me about it, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. It's something different.
Well, me and I'm speaking for Brother Gene. We wish you much success, and we'll definitely try to support you and help you in any kind of way we can. And speaking on behalf of myself and my co-host, Button Naked, you always got a voice on our show, so anytime you want to drop your head in, just jump on in.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem.
Also, Bunny, make sure that DJ Grant, as popular as his show is, he should come on your show tomorrow and bring some of his popularity. You got Type Man that should come on your show tomorrow. And
well, I'd like for y'all to come.
I'll definitely come on.
It's 8 o'clock Wednesday night.
There's a couple of guys got some turbo cars in Mississippi that I think I got to see about here pretty soon. So,
okay.
Yeah, I might have to get on there and see if they tuned in. Hello.
The show is live.
Okay.
It's on you, DJ.
Okay,
Grant.
All right. I didn't know. Do we have a dead spot right there? Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate you, Jay Barnes, for sticking your head in on our show. You know, you're such a busy person, man. It's hard to get you to come and show our show some love, man. But you know, we appreciate you dropping by. Appreciate you running the board, helping us out too. But Nigga can get on back over here. But Nigga had a busy day. I'm sure he'll tell us about it when he gets on the phone. He had a couple phone calls from some people trying to lock him in. I wasn't on the line, but he told me about it. Yeah, my co-host, he done came out the bushes. They've been talking a lot of junk, Jay, but you know, as you know, but niggas done came out the bushes and showed up at you know, the last two or three big events, showed up and showed out. So he got that monkey off his back talking about he won't go. So that's in the past. So now, you know, they gunning to try to knock him off his pedestal. You know, he can ride a pedestal.
Right here with you, Fana. I'm right here with you, baby.
What you think about my co-host, man? What you think about Butt Nick?
Butt Nick got a man crush on the 901 bad boy.
I got a text last night said, why don't they just go and get married and get it over with?
Well, you know, nigga the race. He'll race. He got a damn good driver. He's doing a good job of tuning. It's just the biggest thing that I get from Butt Nigga Stunner is he don't wanna get tricked in this game He will go. And when you if you wanna race a man, just come at him just like a man but Nigga don't go.
There you go.
You know. But if he can stop worrying about that little inch and go on race, man,
I think it's gonna be all right. He's gonna be all right. Yeah, he already all right. He all right now.
Oh, yeah, but like I say, a lot of people think that he won't race. This isn't that, it ain't that. He don't want to get tricked, and then, you know, there's something about the guys from Alabama, DJ Grant and Butt Naked, they seem to can't get to the track on time.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think you know, but a lot of people
I know.
On a Saturday race, I can't really do anything till the sun goes down, so usually that's the only time I come around on a Saturday. On a Sunday,
and see, and I respect that, but DJ, you've been gone for a minute now. My boy ready
gone
to get
for
at you.
About 4 months. Yeah.
Yeah,
they ready to get him. I'm ready for them to get him. One thing about me when I'm out, I ain't gonna be in the bushes.
No, you're
ain't gonna be hard to find. If I'm there, I'm going. If I'm at the track, I'm racing. I'm there to race. I ain't at the track to test. I'm at the track to race. So if I'm there and you there and you want me, come see me. That's it. That easy. That simple. Ain't gonna be no drawed out nothing. What you wanna do?
Hey, son, I got a question for you. Turbo Kim, them gonna make they gonna make it to a race this weekend? I'm gonna just say it like that.
I believe they probably will. He's been having, you know, some issues. But he may or may, I know he said something he was planning on doing. I just don't know. Right now, I just don't know. But knowing
right.
him, I'm sure he's probably trying to make preparation to be, you know, at a track this weekend. You know, we got some nice big races going on this weekend. But right now, I don't know. I'm sure he'll probably come on, or he's probably already on. And if Turbo, if you listen, send me a text, or if you want to get on, just let me know, and we'll get you on. But right now, I can't say. I'm just having a few little issues with the car. You know how these cars can be, man. It's something else.
Well, Stunner, you gonna make it to the race this weekend, man?
I mean, as far as being there in person.
No,
yeah.
Not with the car. Yeah, that's what I'm saying in person. You gonna try to make one?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm going to Mississippi Joe Show. I gave my word out I'll be coming, so that's why I'll be going this weekend.
Right. I understand. And I wanna say I wish Mississippi Joe and Travis I wish them to have a good show and much success down there, man.
Yeah. It's two shows that, you know, the proper distance between each other, so I mean, it is what it is. I hate they divide it, but it is what it is.
Hey, DJ, I just got a text. One thing I'm going to tell you is from a smooth mouth motherfucker, and he say as long as tell DJ he could have built a pro mart by now, as long as he's been out.
I'm gonna say this. Now when Real Tree down, Ball Factor down, when the Great White down, when David Floyd down, when the White Boys are down, don't nobody say nothing. And they've been down for a long time. Listen, man, I'm making my next move my best move. I don't give a damn what you say, what you think. When I'm at a track, just come see me. That's simple.
Hear ye, hear ye. The king is here, goddamn. I finally made it in the house. Appreciate the tight man. Appreciate the tight man, you and DJ. I like the guy to take it on 85, boy.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, boy, I got to cut y'all a check, boy. Y'all hold it down until I got him. I was bunning it up trying to get him. I bet you I had 5 phone calls saying they can't get in the show. I said, I'm 185. I ain't quite home yet. I'm just about there.
Jay Vaughn was booting up the show about 10 or 15 minutes early, and he called me and got me on a lot earlier than you got me on. But nigga, he was on the job tonight. He held it down for you tonight.
Yeah, I try and get everybody, you know, because everybody want to see what's going on, what went on this weekend, and see what it is. Hell, Larry done called, and Montero done called, and shit, I don't know half these people, man. I had 5 phone calls.
What that noise is? I have no idea. Jay, find that noise. Or are you back behind the board for negative?
I got the board home. I done walked in the house. So you got that noise in your background, you better mute that mic, guys. If not, I'm gonna cut your ass off.
Can y'all hear me?
We hear you. Who is this?
Oh, I'm selling. First, I would like to talk to number one star.
Uh-oh.
Stunner, me and you have been good friends for a very long time. And I just want you to know that I envy you. Because every time we had the track together, the girls always looking at you and not me.
Oh, my God.
And I come to find out it's because that slick-ass baby hair you got on your head. And I just want to know where I can get the Dax Palmade hairdressing to fix my shit up just like you, Stunner. And I also like to know where your partner in crime is. You know the big ugly motherfucker that looks like Shrek. And, you know, I just want you to know that, that
hey,
you know, I'm jealous of you, Stutter. I'm jealous of you, Stutter. And you know.
Is this the famous hell boy?
And you might call me infamous, but, you know, I just want to know.
Oh man, what's that? You gave yourself away. You said Shrek. You said Shrek.
Hey, that Pontiac Fiero you driving around with the Testarossa Lamborghini kit. You know that shit. You Shrek, goddammit. I want to know. How the hell can I get that?
Man, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, I'm cool, man. I'm cool. You know I had to call in and mess with you.
Hey, Jameel, let me ask you a question. Maybe
yeah, what's going on, Bucky? What's going on?
You might not can answer the question. Why is it that when a motherfucker is down, they smile, when they up, they frown? What the hell going on out here, man?
Hold on. When a man is down, they smile. When he's up, they frown.
Yeah.
It's one thing, but it's two birds mean the same thing. Jealousy.
Go ahead, Jameel. I had to call Larry. That Larry. Go ahead. Say what, Jameel?
Two words that mean the same thing. Jealousy and envy.
Okay. Boy, there's a lot of that shit there going on. I tell you, boy. There's a lot of that going on.
You know, you just got to take it all in stride. Just don't never let nothing in this game get personal. Just, you know. Laugh it all. It's all fun and love with me, man. You kick my lips in, say whatever, but hell, it go in one ear and out the other. I laugh. You can be talking about me, I'm laughing with you.
Yep. Somebody got a choo-choo train in the background.
That's me.
Okay. I got to call Mark, too. He wanted to get in. Let me. I got to get on his board and get him in here.
Mark want to get his ass in early tonight, but he didn't want to call in last 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to go back to mute. I think that's me making a noise. I'm going to go back to mute.
Okay, all right. Appreciate you calling in, Jameel.
All right.
Go ahead, DJ. Hold it down. Let me get these folks on that been trying to get in here.
Yeah. But yeah, but this weekend, the 901 Bad Boys had it going on down there in Holly Springs. Everybody I talked to said they had a real good time, and they got to see a whole lot of races. So it was definitely worth the price of admission. Everybody had a good time. They say Whitney set it out, had good food. And everything for everybody. Who is that with that noise? You is that Mark?
Yo.
Who is Mark?
The baddest summer gun you ever gonna hear about.
Oh Lord have mercy. What's all that noise in your background? And you supposed to send me
I ain't got no noise. I just took the pictures.
Huh?
Took the pictures, DJ. I'm gonna send them to you tonight.
All right, send it to me. I guess somebody want to check it out.
Now, Finn, talk
what's
about them 901 bad boy.
Oh, you
your call
you
has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
It ain't too awful. I can give you all some good compliments, so you want to hear this shit. Now, you want me to just continue, right? Continue on, Stana. Oh, look, man. You're like, I'm going to give y'all... Okay,
Don't be a hater, man.
I said it was. I said before. Holly Springs is a real nice place, a nice facility. And once again, 901 put on a hell of a show for the fans. You know, I got to give a special shout out to my main team, Live Action.
I'm your man.
Went down and represented, and now that they...
You the one call here. Don't get a little impatient like you won't talk to them now. I said they ain't available right now. If they were available, would you be talking to me? I don't.
Hello?
You gotta put your phone on mute, homie. Put your phone on mute. That was his ring back, y'all. He gotta put his phone on mute. That's all. Sorry about that. Go ahead, DJ.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah. But just big props out to everybody. Everybody involved, everybody that came out and raced and showed support and showed love. And you know, to 901, you know, just hats off to everybody for doing their thing again. And everybody just coming together and supporting each other. That's what we all trying to do, what it's all about. We kick each other in the nuts in the back, you know, from time to time, but it's all love, man. It ain't nothing personal. You know, sometimes it gets heated, but hell, that's it. Wants to show over, that shit over too. So.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. That's how hard it is to it. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Huh?
How you doing, man?
Yes, sir.
Doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, sir. I'm doing all right, sir. How you doing, sir?
Where you going this weekend?
You get tight, man. That lockup money. We going up in your ass this weekend.
I call tight man that money. Y'all ain't sent that motherfucker not one quarter.
Man, get tight man on the phone. You goddamn
on
not
the phone. On the phone.
Tight man.
On the phone.
Hey, tight man. Mr. Tight man. The white shark, Mr. Tight man. Please speak up.
With that being said, DJ, we was on the phone with Tight Man probably on the line. You might be working.
Tell him about your conversation there. I waited till you got on the phone. I told him you had a conversation. I wasn't even in on the conversation.
I got a phone call today.
Heated.
I got a phone call about 10:50 today. But, nigga, what you doing? I'm working. You got a minute to get on the line? I said, on the line, yeah. So I got on the line. We had all day. I don't know who all them guys were. I know part of the Coop Performance crew, and I think it was Mandrill M and Breadman, and there was a lot of people on that phone. I don't know who all those people were, but what that little scrap ass dog boy name that used to work with Mike Hill?
Oh my goodness.
Let me tell y'all something. Chick don't grip myself a nut so goddamn big, boy, when I thought them bitches, he gonna say, ooh. That's what he gonna do. He asked for the back tie and the hit with a goddamn small block car. I'm not gonna do that. Where we do that at? But anyway, make a long story short, I guess
the back tie and the hit.
Yeah, he want the back tie and the hit with a small block, a big small block. Bigger than goddamn more big block. But anyway, they finally got the chief on the phone, which is Scott from Coop Performance. Scott said he said he tired of my mouth, and he want to lock in for this Thursday in South Carolina. I said, I am not going to lock you in for Thursday, and I got to be up there Saturday if I go Saturday. And so make a long story short, he said he tired of my mouth. I tell him, well, hit me in my mouth then, motherfucker. What you want to do?
Oh, Lord, they don't got goddamn. You can let that part off.
No. I got this tight man and a cold killer. When you hit a bitch in the mouth right, that's when you make him shut the fuck up. So with that being said, he wants to ruin, I guess, but I told him we'll do it in Phoenix City Sunday, or either we can do it this Saturday. He said he got to be in Albany Saturday. I respect that. But I called down to Albany to come to find out. He's just going to support. He don't have a lock-in rate. He's not getting paid to show up or anything. So if he really want that ass with me, he can come see me this weekend. And I give it to him like he wants. I'm going to lay that dick on his back like I did them 901 boy and take and give it to him wrong.
Hey, motherfucker. Hey, motherfucker, what's wrong with you? You lost your goddamn mind.
Hey,
you
I
did what?
Who y'all goddamn mind.
You lost your motherfucking mind, Mr. Motherfucker.
But with that being said, I want that old money that motherfucker owed me. You know, they fucked me and J1 up down there for goddamn, I think I bid it five, ain't no thing, I bid it 5,000, J1 bid it 1,500. I want all that back plus interest. So I told him we'll do it for 10. And so with him and his crew, they're going to come up with it. And it don't make a difference with me, homie. We can get down to it. You know what I'm saying? They went to hollering by the nemesis and this and that.
I think Mark tried to go back to the other part where you said when you included 901 in your sentence.
Yeah. Hey, but Nick, motherfucker Cooper Farm. I'm trying this motherfucker shit 901. You don't never your motherfucking life disrespect 901 somebody you lay your dick on the back.
What the fuck wrong with you, buddy, man?
Huh? I did, Mo. You know what it is?
No. You ain't doing a motherfucking thing. You won, man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir. Continue.
Hey, now, but nigga, what you want to do the weekend, motherfucker? Get Cockman
hey,
on
hey,
your
Ma,
phone.
Ma,
we get this motherfucker.
Hey, Ma,
let me
tell
you something. I don't know
if you got the first magazine when it first came out with Grudge Ain't Printed. I said, I mean what I say, and I say what I mean. If you don't have that issue, I still got some left. I think I got about 10 copies left.
Man,
so with that being said, I'm going to beat y'all ass and fuck y'all up.
Hey, man, so you
here.
Won. Goddamn. You won. You won.
The next thing that I am saying, if group performers step up and step out, I'm going to gap them bitches. If I don't gap them, they still win.
Well, that's Cooper Form. I ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn Cooper Form. They need to put the one foot in the mouth.
I'm gonna be a lawyer, but nigga, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Hey, DJ, every time Butt Nigga say something about race, your motherfucking head come in right now. Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. What the hell you talking about? Every time you say something, put your foot in your mouth. Your daddy come behind you, know motherfucking you.
Hey, but nigga.
Yes, sir, Mark.
If we're going to raise the weekend night, man.
Y'all bring that motherfucker wherever I be at. Y'all got them sure can get it.
All right. Well, we'll see you at Mike Ray.
That where y'all going?
They say you gotta get up with Type Man or Type Man, some type of way. You gotta get up some type of way.
Is that where y'all going? I'm asking you, is that where y'all going?
I told you get up with some type of way that we're going.
Make you feel some type of way.
I'm gonna tell you something. If you're going to Mike Hill Ray, we're gonna smell y'all like the bitch that y'all are.
God dang.
Oh, yeah. God.
Your woman got a head like you?
No. We need Dog to give us the race report.
About what?
Let me see. Can I? It don't. Let me see.
The race report about what?
Well, let me only two mics up first.
Man, y'all know what happened. We whooped ass and got our ass whooped. That's simple.
You should have. Y'all don't pay punk out money. Y'all paid it. Did we get
it? Hey, Dog, get a race report for the people that wasn't there. And make everybody feel like they was there. So that was,
Let me see, can I find it? Hey, sir.
We whooped ass and we got ass whooped. But we whooped
I ain't gonna tell no lie now. I'm gonna keep it real. I seen the race between y'all. That goddamn King Kong look good. That motherfucker.
Hey,
we gotta
do a little promoting too. Hey, you gotta let everybody know where everybody going this weekend. Mike Hill got a show. Hey, Mark, can you tell about Mike Hill show that weekend?
Who, me?
Yeah, tell about Mike show.
Man, I don't know about Mike show. I call Mike.
Yeah, Mike
probably knows
about
Mike
show. Mike can tell about his show, and Joe, I'm sure, probably on the show, he can tell about his show, too. So
I got to get Joe to tell about his, and Mike tell about his, and we go from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't getting one of Mike's fly.
Hey,
y'all got
to open up some mics there.
Yeah,
I'm going to support my daddy.
We got one November 10th down here in Montgomery also. 219-1065, your mic is live. Welcome to the Butt Naked Show.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I'm late.
Yeah.
Sleepy.
What's going on, DJ Glad, Butt Naked, and my main man, Mark? What's up, Mark? You're Sleepy on the line. What's up, baby?
Sleepy. What's happening, Sleepy?
Man, I had a good time, boy. Them 9-1 bad boys, man. Know how to show that I'm choppy, man. That Mark's a top-notch brother, man.
Don't tell Mark he top. Don't tell that motherfucker he top.
I'm top-notch.
Hey, what you say,
sir? That's my little down-hole brother, man. I had a good time.
We don't want to hear that. Just come over here and say, yeah, Mark's all right. He's all right, fella.
Hey, don't do it. Hey, DJ.
Somebody
get DJ a goddamn Spotify or something. God damn, he can shut up. And what you say, Sleepy?
Hold on, wait a minute. Do you see how this man, hold on, do y'all see how Bart wants to stop the show? Anytime somebody got something to say about him or not, another one, he wanted to be repeated. So like when he came, he butted in on me. Wait a minute now. Go ahead, Sleepy, DJ, what you were saying about 901. Go ahead, man. Do y'all hear this clown?
He's loving his name now.
Everybody's been saying that they had a real good time down in the hole, as they call it.
It was a good show, man. Like I said, Mark, I'm going some real cool cats, man. Like I said, down there, brother, and they want to shut their hand to tap it out, man.
But was you able to get into the food, Sleepy?
Nah, I didn't get none of the food. I ain't really a veteran, man. I too busy trying to get my jam on, man. You know how I do it, DJ.
Mark, did y'all have the cook-off that y'all were talking about having? Did they have the cook-off?
Man, some dude came there with some goddamn ribs. I thought he was from Ken the Good, you know, five stone.
Why you say that, man?
Man, you need a 4x4 to pull them motherfucker away from each other.
That boy ain't that wild in here.
That's man crazy.
Let's open up
some mics. I know they get tired of hearing Mark ass talk.
Yeah, let me go to the next one.
We done stroke this goddamn ego long enough. Goddamn, let's get somebody on.
478-887 Mike Lyon, who we speaking with tonight?
Hey, this Kenny. How y'all fellas doing tonight, man?
What's going on, Kenny?
Nothing much.
What's on your mind, Kenny? You ready for this weekend? I know, right?
Oh, hell yeah, man.
It's going down this weekend, man.
I think my man gonna redeem himself this weekend.
Who that?
Yeah.
What do you mean redeem himself? He already the national champ.
No, not to my real street. Not to my real street.
Talking about Lil Rick.
Yeah.
I mean, how about, is that locked? Hold on. Is that race supposed to be locked in? I mean, they're supposed to redo it or what?
Oh, give me one second. I'm going to kill us about the show. Go ahead. Go ahead, DJ.
Okay, but next.
Hold on one second, Joe.
I'm asking a question. Is Lil Rick and Cold Killer supposed to be locked or what?
Yeah, he's driving
a
lethal weapon car. Yeah, I say
he's
going to redeem himself.
Oh, you saying drive. Okay, drive. Okay, I thought you were talking about
Lil
Rick. In his car. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm with Killer. You know, I'm with Killer. But I definitely gotta say it ain't gonna be no goddamn cakewalk for neither party. That's gonna be a hell of a race.
Well, DJ, when I see you, I'm gonna lay $50 in your hand.
You go what now?
I'm gonna lay
$50
in your hand.
Yeah, you can sit in that lock.
Hey, what's up, Joe? Man, we got a hell of a show. No Problem Raceway, Bell Road, Louisiana. Gates open at 9 a.m. Saturday. The weather going to be 72 degrees, 0% precipitation, no rain. Races start at 12 o'clock. Streetcar Shootout going to start at 2. 28-29-inch shootout going to start between 4 and 5. And the big time shootout going to start between 7 and 8. I got an all-star lineup. I got people from Chicago, Detroit, Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana. Man, everywhere, y'all. I mean, it's really shaping up to be one hell of a show. Tony Bynes wrecked his car, sand in Holly Springs. He just bent the front clip. The car is fixed. That don't come out of flying. I seen a video of it. But, Lord, when y'all see, if y'all don't make it, wherever y'all choose to go, when you see the video of the Gangsta Boom, don't call ball dead now when y'all see it. That's all
I got to say. Hold on. I got a question. So, it is official. The
Gangsta
Boo, the original
Gangsta
Boo.
Will you ask Butt Naked to hold the turn the music down if you don't mind?
All right, Joe, I'll turn you down a little bit. Hey, yo, music,
Cut it all off right quick. Okay, I want to hear this. So, you telling me that the Gangsta Boo is back?
The Gangsta Boo is tested and ready. If that Gangsta Boo ain't there and ready, I will get everybody their money back.
The Gangsta Boo is back.
It is back. Tony Bynes called himself last night on the New Orleans show playing possum with me. Tell my man, when we going to wait? We ain't going to wait all night. I told him something that he couldn't believe. I said, man, we going to be ready when you ready. Get what he said then. What
did he say?
As long as it is by 7 or 9,
boy, you wild.
So what I'm trying to say, y'all, is back. And better, bigger than ever. We've been in the shop the whole world's world again. I said we was going to be number one when we first brought it out there in the summer.
You did.
I'm saying it again. Ain't no 29-inch child going to whoop us in the world if we both make two good clean hits. If you thought the other car was bad, the old Gangsta Boo was a piece of shit compared to this one.
Oh, my God. Y'all hear him, man.
Goddamn money, get your muck ass in the ring, let's gamble.
Oh, shit.
Hey, listen.
Who gives a fuck
Mama.
What they got?
Hey, Ma, you ain't still drunk from the weekend?
I don't drink.
hey, look, you weren't drunk from drinking, motherfucker. Hey, Wick, your mic open, Wick. I see you got your hand on Wick, your mic open.
Oh, shit. What's
up, man? Listen, I'm going to say this right here. I don't know if this car going to be able to get out his own way or not, but I swear if Lucy killed, everybody did.
Come on, man.
Don't tell him that, Clark. I'm mad because I ain't seen no picture. Hold on, Son. This ain't no game, Son. You know the deal. You ain't seen no picture, but you know the deal. This ain't no game, bro.
Fuck if it's a game or not. We ain't going to pay to make no from the sucker. We'll lock your ass in November 17th in Holly Springs, goddamn it.
Drag races, I got drag races on. You gotta give me time to test. Hey, Joe, let me ask you one question, Joe. Hey, Joe. Yeah. So really, they kicked the baddest motherfucker with a 29 car off the motherfucking Grudge Inc.
Hey, Joe. So really, they kicked the baddest motherfucker with a 29 car off the motherfucking Grudge Inc. victory, right? You motherfucker. Hey, Mark. 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 H your show. You on my show.
Fuck off, you mean?
You finna mute your mic. I already know what's going
on. So then you on my show. This me, right, butt nigga, and goddamn it, Shorty Mac show.
All right, Ma. Hey, right, you called me to let me speak about my show. Can I do that, butt nigga, without being interrupted? That's all I'm asking.
Come on,
Ma. Let us see what he's got to say about the show. Go ahead, Joe.
Butt nigga, hold on.
Go ahead.
I'm talking to the host. Can I do that without being interrupted by these clowns?
Yeah, you can go
the first degree clown. Hold on,
go ahead, Joe. Hey, man, we're going to have a good time down there. For those of y'all who want to come, and for those of y'all who just want to have a good time and pray for us and wish you could be there, we accept that too. We're going to have a good time, no problem, Raceway, Melrose, Louisiana. One hell of a show. Weather's beautiful the whole weekend. And it's going to be off the chain. That's all I got to say, but nigga, I appreciate you and Stunner for allowing me this opportunity to speak about it. You know?
Okay.
Well, I want to say congratulations for y'all getting it back together. I know it's been a long time coming and a lot of work and a whole lot of, you know what, that went into getting that car back together or what you're doing, but I wish you good luck.
Hold on, sir. Let me tell you a secret. It's not the old car. The old car was destroyed. This is a brand new Malibu, a new built car. Let me make that clear. A lot of people think it's the old boot. No, the old boot was total, destroyed. This is a brand new car. Tested and ready.
And you say the car is already tested and ready.
Tested and ready.
Yeah. Okay. Y'all heard it here first? The Mr. Joe and Travis in the Gangsta Boot is back. Like I said,
it is
back,
Stunner. Hey, Stunner.
Yeah.
Hey, Chief, Stunner. Hey, Chief, that motherfucker playboy, Stunner.
Well, y'all, wow.
Hey, Chief. Hey, Stunner.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm going to let y'all know. The car, Stunner, on my mama, Stunner, the car don't have no four link, no ladder bars up on it.
An automatic voice message
well,
system.
I can tell you
two,
right now, I'm getting texted like crazy. They're coming in like crazy. You're getting in the hot seat. They already sent them in Texas, Joe.
Well, I'm not.
And these are relevant motherfuckers sending me texts, man.
Hey, don't let them fool you, it's a pro line. Hey, son, if the car don't have no phone link or no ladder bar on it, what is it, son?
Joe, we got one other guy want to say something about his show. Pat, can you tell about your show in Montgomery?
Go ahead.
Down there in Montgomery. Boom. Get the butt naked in DJ Grant show.
He done caught him off guard.
Hello?
Pat.
Hey,
what's going on?
DJ Grant show. You got
what's
a lot
going
of
on,
bro? And I can tell everybody about your show November 10th.
You get your chance to talk about your show, brother.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. We're going to do a 28275 down there, no car zone. And we also got a few mattresses lined up with Godzilla and I believe it's Quick Performance Green car he ran in Phoenix City. Is that right?
Joe,
I'm sorry.
Whatever
his name is.
That's it, Big
Dave. Yeah, got him lined up, and
Dave,
we also
okay.
Yeah, and we also got Race Factory, and I think his name is it BNR Racing?
BNR, yeah.
Yeah, BNR Racing locked
that's
in,
nice
and I got
nice little car they got too.
Yeah, and we also got Nightmare and Iron Man from Mobile locked in also. So that's what we got going on. Also with a 550 index.
Okay.
Okay.
And when it is, tell them where it is and what time do you, homie?
It's going to be November 10th at Montgomery Motorsports Park. There's going to be a lot of grudge racing. Clocks going to be off in the 28275, so I look forward to seeing all you guys there. But, nigga, you're supposed to come and run in my little 28275 class, right?
Yes, sir. I'll be there for the
long
week.
But Nick said he's coming to run over the class. That's what he told me now.
What did you say?
He told me he's coming to run over the class.
Well, overclad. Now, I got a guy that's supposed to be coming from Florida that's looking for Butt Naked. Said, he told me don't tell Butt Naked he's coming, but I might have a surprise for you, Butt Naked.
Butt Naked, you have become real popular here.
You show right, DJ.
America's most wanted, ain't you?
Pat,
yeah,
look,
they told me. They
down,
said,
when you talk to him, tell him on like Ken Nugent. One call, that's all.
Hey. But, nigga,
yeah.
I got a couple guys that are looking for you for real now.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about over there. They from Atlanta, right? One of them is, anyway.
One from Atlanta and one from Florida.
That one from Atlanta, he wasted his motherfucking time. I told that weak hoe today, I'm going to fuck him up.
Oh,
I'm going to lay my dick across his throat. Not only his back, I'm going to lay it across his motherfucking throat.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna bet him that T-Man cut him. We're gonna bet him we beat him at the 330. We're gonna bet him we beat him at the 660. I'm gonna fuck that motherfucker up. Cause he told me today he tired of my mouth. I know you talking about.
I thought I was gonna be able to get by with him, but you already know who I'm talking about with him, see.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
He thinks he got a bald spot in the top. We can't hit him in top of that motherfucker. You can't hide no grudge. DJ, you gonna try to come out, DJ? I definitely be in there, but I'm still under construction, bro. You gotta hit three times. Well, I just need the face. That's all I need, the face in the play. On defense.
That's all I need, just the face in the place.
Yeah,
I'll definitely be there. That'll work, all man. Right. I appreciate y'all guys calling me, man, and let me announce that race for me.
No problem. That's what we love to do. We love to do, you know, everybody, we talk, joking each other, everything, but the biggest thing is, man, everybody should know, and I want to say this, I don't know who that background noise is.
If you're not talking, mute your mic, please, so we can hear you.
Boy, but nigga, y'all call me just in time. I just got off the Texas show, the Tommy Dog show, promoting.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. Now I appreciate you know how everybody if you've been coming to some of the shows here lately, all these shows have been a success mainly because we all been showing each other support.
Exactly.
And the fans been coming out. And that's the biggest thing, man. Everybody got to understand when to put on these shows, you know, it takes a lot, especially people, the guys with the cars, that bring their cars and the crews.
Hold on one second, DJ. Larry, I hear you talking like Barry Gordon in the background, Larry. Got to mute that mic.
Back ready for car show. Yeah, I'm calling you.
Go ahead, DJ.
Yeah, but if we continue the way we're going, man, everything will be great. But people got to realize it costs a lot of money to put on these shows, and it's a lot of hard work. I mean, that's why I can't really see doing one or two shows a year because it's a lot of work. I mean, my hat's off going to any promoter. I'm not no promoter, but I mean, it's a lot of work that goes into this and trying to make a show a good, you know, a success. So. If you can, man, support these shows. Support everybody. Needs to try to show each other love, and so we can keep making this thing grow.
I don't mean to cut you off, DJ. We got some new shit on this board. That's something they just said. Call of Bunny has dropped. Who in the hell is Bunny?
Oh, Bunny, you unknown. Bunny is the lady that owns Hattiesburg, Mississippi, the Hub City racetrack.
Oh,
he was on earlier.
I just saw something.
Her phone.
Bunny, call
her
Bunny.
Yeah, her call probably, she probably fell off. She probably had to get out of the show. But their radio show starts tomorrow night.
Hey, DJ.
Yes,
Ask Mississippi Joe when he comes over to the East Coast and jump on some of these bands over here.
Man, I'm getting tested like crazy. That's why I'm waiting to stop so I can tell.
Hey, you put me down for that?
Huh?
You want me to answer that song?
Now, Joe, you're speaking directly to Lethal Weapon's number one fan right there. Now, that's Lethal Weapon's number one fan you addressing right there.
Whoever this is, hey, man, I'm going to say it like this. If the creek don't rise, we sure going to cross it.
y'all coming to Florida?
I don't know where we coming. It remains to be seen. We ain't even taking that far ahead right now.
Joe, I got to tell you, I'm gonna read this text verbatim. I tell you who it was later on. If they wanna push the one button and tell you who they are themselves, but I'm gonna tell you what they said. We don't give a fuck what he has, as long as he got stock suspension, Nike. Hold on, I didn't
tell. Hey, Stoner, you can stop. Hold on, Stoner. If they didn't give a fuck, they wouldn't have put those steps in there. So they care, Stoner. So tell them they lying. Okay?
Well,
if they get off them 315s,
shit.
They ain't doing a motherfucking thing. They in the way.
Oh, shit. Because
I know that's who it is. Tell them we done lost that motherfucking ass. Hey, I better yet, we'll lock them in for what they want to be locked in for November 2nd. Come down and try to run them 315 on this all-concrete track down Louisville.
Listen to me good.
Them class racing 315 radio boys, we'll get them last. We going to run the car to run slick first. Because you have to go through a whole new another level setting up your car for the radio. So let them play with each other. There ain't number two or three out there. Let them play with each other. Now, tell live action. I said that.
Oh, Lord. What makes you think of live action, Joe?
Man, who else is beating on their chest and won't put no 29 on there? He want to run everybody, but he want everybody to get like him with a 315. Quick run, Ray. We run slick, and we go to more than one track besides Holly Springs, South Georgia Motor Boy Park around here. We go to all of them. Now,
No one had it.
narcotics and some cough medicine.
All right.
Well, y'all heard it here first.
Connor, you can tell in my voice we done seen them numbers. You can tell. You know.
These motherfuckers
on the late show, they just go back. All of them better go back and regroup. Everybody out there better go back and regroup. The whole goddamn brother gang better go back and fucking regroup. Remember I said that, Stella. Mark the time and the date down.
Oh, shit. Y'all heard it here first. Mississippi Joe is back.
Now I'm gone.
Yep.
Y'all have a good night. Thank you, buddy nugget. Thank you, Stella.
All right, Joe. All right, Jeff.
Get some shit talking on this motherfucker today. All right, we got to get one more on. Mike Hill, where you at? Fred the Wine Buzzer, can tell about your show. I see you already on here somewhere, I believe.
I'm
I got everybody to show but Joe. You last but not least, goddammit, press the one button.
I think I'm going to try to go to breakfast.
While I find Bread Man, I mean, he done take me. I got to get Bread Man.
Hey, Buck Naked. Buck Naked.
Yeah.
I asked my wife to check my account, and I got weak money.
Send me the picture of it.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No matter where we go, and I'm so proud to be with you, I just want to let you know.
Come on,
you
go up and make
your
own stuff.
My
Bread Man rings on, man. That Bread Man rings on, it ain't me.
Hey, some type of way. Hey, some type of way. I've been looking for you, buddy. Hey, there go my motherfucking partner, Buddy Nick. What you gonna do, boy?
I'm gonna watch this here. I promise you in the next motherfucking 3 minutes, I'm pulling over now. I'm finna send him this text he asked for.
You sent it to me.
I appreciate it sometimes,
wait. I'm gonna send this picture. I'm going right up under this motherfucking light right here at this gas station.
You
I appreciate
it
sometimes, wait.
Hey,
now, Button, what the fuck you waiting on?
Wait a minute, boy. I'm trying to find Mike. Wait a minute, goddamn, you bullshitting.
Well, find my dad. He'll go get my dad on.
Boy, that racing game from the doggone racing game on fire, ain't it?
Oh, I get that number right there. I wore down the number. Let me come out of there.
Hey, DJ.
Hold on 1 second, goddamn it, you bad motherfucker, you.
8349.
But nigga, you can still call somebody, can't you?
Yeah, I still can call.
I'm gonna give Mike your phone number.
Yeah.
404-8349.
What's going on, but nigga,
DJ?
What's
that? Well, Mike. Who we speaking with, sir?
No damn Mike, but nigga, did Dirty Red. What's happening?
So,
you come to
Valley Hook
this weekend?
Oh, shit. I don't know where we're going yet. I know in a minute when I get them talking to my driver. I know in the next goddamn 30 minutes.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to text you a number, but nigga. You know, you just call the number.
Wait a minute. I got to get Mike on and tell about the show. Go ahead. Go ahead, Better Rick.
Any kind of way you can drag your buddy Maurice over there with you.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. What you trying to do?
I'm trying to do something ugly to him.
You trying to do what?
I'm trying to do something to him. But nigga, can somebody call your phone? You
Mike.
Get them on?
What up, but nigga?
Mike, there you tell about your
yeah,
Miguel. Miguel, you live on but nigga and DJ Grant show. What's going on, Mr. Hill?
Said not much, chilling. I was sitting online listening. But nigga, I'm telling you, tell these folks you lie about you don't know where you're going. You scared to goddamn lock them folks in or what, man? You been goddamn jumping. You been keeping your feet on two sides of the fence for goddamn 15 weeks now. Quit all that lying.
When Type Man sent me that text message, if that motherfucker got some money in that bank, down on that motherfucker ass I'm going. You can believe
who needs somebody in the hold on. Who needs somebody in the bank?
That goddamn 901 bad boy over there.
Well, God, I tell you what, I'm standing for that goddamn money. They money in the bank. Oh, really, goddamn it. Know what you need.
Oh, hell, all right, then.
Goddamn,
I just need you to buy me some tires, and I'm on my way. Can I get a set of tires, and I'm on my way?
Because we ain't going to let you keep that faking off. Now you want your driver. Got to see where your driver going to get. Now you need some tires.
He on the phone.
I tell you what, goddamn. I'm gonna help you. If you come to run 901 bad boy, you buy one, I'll buy one, motherfucker.
Okay, that's a deal. Your bad ass,
nah,
I'm coming too.
Nah, I'm like, no bad ass. You better get that deposit up. Do you say you man? You can lock that ass. I don't hear no excuses.
And with that being said, do you want a Matt Ray too for that goddamn car you got?
I ain't got no goddamn car.
You do got a car.
No, I don't, but bitch, watch out for 2014, motherfucker. I will have a small tire car out there with y'all.
My man got a Camaro, too. It rings. He said, do you want to do something with that car you got?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Tyler's present. Mike, here, did you just say you coming out with a small tire car next year?
I said we. We working on something. But...
Okay, but you going to be driving it?
Maybe.
Okay, then.
Right.
I don't really, truly, I don't want to drive. I'd be honest, I would rather stand outside and tune and watch and help make the motherfucker go fast.
It's going to be on 29 or 28?
29.
My ear, you know them tires too small for you.
Huh?
You know them tires too small for you.
I don't really give a shit about driving. I'll take my ass outside and watch somebody else, let Nifty take the wheel or whoever, you know, somebody else.
Well, goddamn, I'm going to find me one tire tomorrow, goddamn. You better believe that.
Hey, Mike.
Listen. Everybody listen. Can you tell me about your show before you get started on anything else?
Before we get started, I need you to call. Can somebody call your phone, but naked?
Yeah.
Hey, but Nick, what you going to do? You going to send Tight Man to 2000 or what? What's up?
I'm finna goddamn. He ain't shot me nothing yet.
He ain't got to send you nothing. I gave him that $1,000 already this morning. He ain't got to send
you nothing. I told him to send me a goddamn message. Tight Man, send me a message.
It's in his account. I already put it in there this morning at 10 o'clock.
What you said, nigga?
You talked to who this morning?
Send me the message, man.
Do you got my thousand tight?
Hey, Rick, I'm sending the picture to him right now.
But nigga,
don't
open
miss
up.
Dick tick.
But nigga, open up 828-1913.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get Mike Till about his range first. Mike Till about your show.
Okay, just open it up though. Open it up.
But nigga, we got a nitrous only 28-inch shootout. We got a 29-inch extreme shootout where you can run any rear suspension, any power alley. We got a back ass shootout with the fastest back ass in the country. Every motherfucker that think they bad gonna be at the House of Hook come this Saturday. And y'all already know it. We got some bad ass locked in races already. We got four or five of them. Yeah, I got a few more calls in coming from some guys up north and the Carolina kid talking about locking in with the little truck for Saturday. So, I mean, it's just going to be a hope for a repeat of next last year. You know, just a lot of badass racing, man. You know how it is. How we do it.
Okay. Let me ask you one question. Are you going to tune on them 901 bad boy car, or are they going to keep that same tuner that they've been had since they fired?
Yep. From what I see Saturday, they don't need me doing a goddamn thing, but they all they need is your ass in the other lane. Get them scared drones off over there.
That's all I want to know. Down on their ass, I'm gonna go.
You keep talking about that, but nigga, but you ain't told them boys to put up no deposit yet.
Yeah, they tell me to type, man. Type, man, just take my bleed. I'm trying to look at this motherfucker now. I'm trying to see.
Well, I swear I believe you some kids or some other folk, me and Tight Man. No button, nigga. You goddamn chubby. You goddamn fuck around. You ain't got the goddamn white clip, boy.
fuck you type, man. I ain't saying that shit.
Hey, I ain't saying nothing, nigga. I'm just laughing. Shit. I know, I ain't laughing at you, nigga. I know who Mike talking about. The other motherfucker.
I know what he's talking about, too.
I give you a hit. Type man, you always saying this motherfucker good at what he do now. Good at what he do.
Hey, I ain't in the door. I know what y'all talking about.
Mike, you ain't getting the time and the play. Let everybody know the time and the play.
Hey, but nigga, this is year end finale, not being funny, man. The gates open up 9 o'clock in the morning. Get your ass there.
Hey, but nigga, tight right, man. Everybody know it's Saturday, November 2nd. It's kind of like world known every year, man. Every year, first weekend of November, it's year end finale.
But nigga, I'm gonna help you stall some more. Hey, Mike, where you say was that? What track and what station? Just hang on, email, boy. I need to know where it's at, Mike. Can you tell me?
We know who you is, goddammit.
And will y'all be having a concession stand class for EM and drill?
You better not say
that,
though, Bill.
Boy, y'all crazy.
Mike, you heard me last week, man.
But nigga, open up 1913, 828.
Okay, I see him right there. 1913, your mic is live. Who we speaking with?
DJ, but nigga, what's going on, fellas?
That
Mississippi Joe got too much mouth. I'm ready to lock this scared ass in.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna go ahead and lock him in for Baldy's race. 1-on-6 or better. Come out. He needs to come to fucking win. I'm gonna show him.
Oh, that's right.
Hold up,
Mississippi Joe. Call Mississippi Joe. Call him right now.
Hey,
that's
motherfucking neutral ground. You ain't getting no better neutral ground than that.
Hey, Skinny Man, let me tell y'all something. Y'all do that lock
in. I don't know what I'll be doing, Skinny Man, Baldy race, man. That's too far off. I don't know what I'll be doing, partner. All right? Did you hear me, Cat?
No, I couldn't hear you.
I said, I don't know what I'll be doing December. Right, whatever. Yes.
What's the
hold up? Me, I'm the hold up. Yeah, me, I'm going to reverse everything. It ain't going to be what you want.
You just told everybody that I want to race nowhere but South Georgia or Holly Springs. I'm ready to lock you in. 106 or better at Baldy's race. What's the hold up?
Listen, man. I told live action. Y'all go stun right there. They was bragging on their car before y'all brought the car out.
You in.
Let me finish. Can I finish or do you want to talk and I'll be quiet?
No,
which one?
Do you think?
Okay, because it ain't no problem with me now. But what I told Stunner, live action and Stunner, all of us was on the phone. They was bragging about this Mustang. I said, when we come out with our car, if y'all on 29s, I don't give a fuck about y'all. So y'all got
315.
Hold on. Can I finish? Y'all got 315. Y'all play with them radio boys. And then when we decide and when we get ready to put Raiders on ours, we'll come out at you.
That ain't what you said. You don't
let me make this trip. Hey, Kenny, man. Okay, listen to me good. I don't know you. You don't know me. But I'm going to tell you something. You don't run shit and you don't dictate shit on how and when we race now. You can do that to them knuckleheads who don't know no better, but I happen to have just a little bit of sense. When we come at your ass, we're going to be on radio and you can hand me your money before we race because we're going to fuck y'all up.
Yeah.
Now,
we don't want to hear that bullshit. You said we wouldn't race you. I'm ready to lock you in right now. 1-on-6 or better for Baldy's race. I never said I was coming on 315s. You did. I said, let's lock this shit in. What's the hold up?
Okay. Are you going to be on 29? We'll come fuck you up. I'll lock 2,000 on 10 if you're going to be on 29 right now.
Uh-oh. Hey, what you just say? You ain't gonna dictate.
Hey,
yeah,
listen, I will allow 2,000 on 10,000 at Bobby Race right now. If you gonna get on a 29-10-5
what the fuck's
my arm? That's like taking.
You
know, that's like taking.
You said I wasn't
that's like taking candy from a baby. Listen, man, I just said that I wasn't gonna put no. I'm not asking you to change your tire size, Skinny Man. I'm telling you, when I come,
hang on,
I'm going to have a radio. It's just
hang on,
simple.
Hang on.
Earlier, the comment was made, we don't give a damn. It's grudge racing. We don't care what tire is from. It's grudge racing. That's what we said.
Well, that's good. That's you. That's you. But you can't dictate how I race instead of my race, whoever this is.
I'm just, that's what you said earlier.
Hell, hell,
no,
hell,
I said,
hell,
I
hell,
said,
hell,
no,
hell, 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 hell,
that's exactly what I said. If I catch them on, there's not some place where I'm at, and I know that it's not a drag race friendly track, I'm going to fuck them up. But now, I'm going to fuck them up either way. When, I don't know. When we decide to put the drag race on our car, hey, man, it's simple. Church out. Church is fucking out when we decide to put one on our car. It's over. Simple. They're going to have to take a ass booking. But we're not giving them no edge to whoop us because we know the difference. Now, if y'all dummies don't own this show, then that's y'all. Y'all keep running them with slicks on drag radio tracks. Y'all keep doing it. And y'all have a good night. Thank you, Skinny Man.
Skinny Man ain't on. He dropped off. He dropped off for some reason. I don't know if he calling somebody what, but he's not on anymore. We're going to the next caller until he comes back. I guess he calling somebody or something. We're going 708. 63, 69.
Your mic alive. Anything can happen on this goddamn show, Ken.
Anything. Hey, DJ, what I tell you? What I tell you? Motherfucker be running their mouth just be hearing their motherfucker self. Get your fuck ass in that box and see what's going on. Get
on,
your fuck Ma. Ass in that box and see what's going on.
Hold on, Ma. I'm going to the next caller. 708-6369. Your mic alive.
Ma.
What
up?
What's up?
Cadillac, what's up?
Man, I just want to know, man. Y'all need to really just go on and get this thing on, man.
Cadillac.
Fleetwood.
That's that motherfucker new name, Fleetwood.
It go down on Tuesday night, though, the Cadillac.
All right.
Cadillac, go down.
Get him out of back.
Hey, back on. Get him in, you lie. Let me say something. All right, check this out. Be quiet, let's hear what you're saying. Hey, when we got our car going, right, we said we run anybody with stock suspension, nitrous on 29s or 315s, right? Now, no motherfucker wants to race us like we bought the last goddamn set of radios in the motherfucking country.
Tell him again, man.
Hey, now listen.
Huh?
We got 29s and we got motherfucking 315s. If this scary Mary motherfucker locks me in and I get down to Florida and I can't get down that bitch on my drag girls, you goddamn right I'm bolting fucking 29s on bitch. I'm going to go straight at his motherfucking ass.
I was racing.
I was racing shit on 29 before this motherfucker even knew what goddamn drag racing was. The fuck you tell me I don't know about no fucking 29s? Talk about he got a motherfucking pro mod. I hope he's got a motherfucking pro mod. He's going to need that motherfucker, too. Tell him come on at it.
Uh-oh.
I'm tired of hearing this shit about my motherfucking 315s. I got what the fuck I got to race on. I didn't
bother
the last motherfucking
set. Damn, y'all sure just got quiet over here, DJ Crane.
He ain't on him no more. He done got off.
Hey, tell him I said, fuck him. Lock on 2 on 10 or better. I'll run him on what the fuck I come on.
Uh-oh. Hold on. You said what? You said what? The man gone. Oh,
I told him it. He wants to talk all motherfucker. Hey, he wants to talk all tough. I lock him in. 2 on 10 are fucking better. I come on whatever the fuck I want to come on. 29, 5, 10, 5, or 50, 3, 15. He can come on the same shit. Good God. Good.
Mm.
God. Right. Yeah.
Look, I don't know if he dropped off when he hung up or
listen, I'm tired of hearing this fucking bullshit about we only race at Holly Springs in South fucking Georgia. I ain't never been to motherfucking Orlando, but I sure to fucking go out there and fuck his sorry ass up.
Man, I know y'all.
Oh my goodness! Well, I'm gonna say this. Go ahead. Who's that?
It's your fault, DJ. I told you not to let Skinny Man come on the phone.
Listen, man. No, listen. I know both parties
very well. This is supposed to be grudge racing, right? He got a motherfucking. It'd be like me telling, hey, you know what? Everybody that I race, if you ain't got a motherfucking 632, I can't race you. Okay. Ain't nobody that I race got a motherfucking 632. You don't hear me crying about that shit. Come the fuck on.
I got what I got.
Well, I'm old school motherfucking shit, but that motherfucking old school bitch can get the fuck up on out of there, too. Hey, like Dog said, that bitch comes, I'm going to drop. Hey, like Dog said, Mississippi Drug Drags is scary ass out there. I'm going to drop the bomb up out there at 330 foot park. That bitch going to get the ball out of there.
He's talking about that bomb he dropped on 901.
All right, goddamn PD. Let me try to get the goddamn heat off your road dog over there trying to switch it over.
Listen.
Yeah.
I was doing a joke. I'm gonna say this again. I know, like I said, I know both of y'all very well. I think it's gonna be a race. That's all I'm gonna say. Just like I told you.
Between who do you think?
I'm finna go in this store and play these motherfuckers. This Mega Million. I think I'm gonna hit that bitch tonight.
I think you gonna hit too tight.
Boy,
y'all, wow.
Jeez, let me go take on these goddamn numbers.
I'm not gonna say what I want to say. I'm gonna keep it in. I hear both sides.
Hey, how do you hear both sides? This is motherfucking grudge racing.
Yeah, it's always
hey,
I just
hear both sides.
I don't want to see it happen.
Like hold on. Skinny man. Why this Skinny man? All right, DJ, tell us your thoughts on it. DJ Grant, tell us your thoughts.
Okay, you want me to tell my thoughts?
Tell us your thoughts. What the hell you think about racing 29 versus 315?
I'm gonna say this. Everybody do what's best for them. Period. Period. Point blank.
I'm not gonna tell another
man go do what's best for him. A man gonna do what's best for him. That's it. Period.
You
I don't give a damn what.
So do you classify 29, a 29W, and a 315 in the same category?
Do I classify them in the same? I don't classify them in the same. Hold on, Mike and DJ.
If y'all ain't talking, please mute your mic. I hate muting everybody's mic on this show. We got Mike and DJ talking right now. Go ahead, Mike and DJ.
I mean,
I'm finna mute everybody's mic. I'm getting you more than you good. All right, hold on, let me mute you. I don't know who the hell that is, but nigga, I hear what you're saying. Hold on one sec. I got to mute everybody's mic. I can't say it. Ain't me. Y'all give me one sec. I don't told him, motherfucker, goddamn it. Wait, mute the goddamn. Oh, wait a minute. That wasn't tight, man.
It wasn't me.
Wait a minute, let me mute all them goddamn mics.
Hey, it wasn't me either.
I'm on mute, but nigga.
I got a lot of damn mics. Is Joe's
number still on or Joe dropped?
Joe ain't on here anymore. He dropped.
He dropped.
Oh, give me 1 second, DJ. All right, Mike and DJ, go ahead.
All
right. DJ.
Yeah, DJ. The question was, what are my thoughts on 315s and 29W? Okay. They two different tires, for one. We all know. But everybody knows the technology behind the technology behind one, you know, people tend to think that you can go faster on, well, I guess it's pretty much been proven, you can go faster on a drag radio. But they make the tires for everybody. I mean, if you feel like you can go fast on this tie and that's what somebody want to run, that's what they run. Everybody going to do what's best for them, period. And you can't blame nobody for that. So, I mean, that's all anybody can do or anybody can expect. Everybody going to do what's best for them.
All right. Well, I have plenty of races. And all mine be 29W or 315. Why the hell all the slicks winning? The slicks winning. I mean, so you can't say the 315 got an advantage at all times. It got an advantage on certain racetracks.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree with you there, too.
If a man can't use that excuse, he just gotta try to drag his man where he think he got an advantage at. If he feel like the 315 is faster, and he ain't got no hell on 315, you want to go to another track, like you said. I mean, don't nobody know about Orlando or some of these other tracks. That man just said he going to race whichever tie benefits him. If he go there, he don't mind putting on slick because that's what he feel like going to be better for him that day. So every racer got to be the same way.
Yeah, now, and I gotta say this, guy. I got to applaud Skinny Man for saying that because at the same time, he not saying that, you know, he going – if he coming over to another track, just like you just said, I mean, hell. And I honestly believe, I'm going to tell you, I'm gonna say this, Skinny Man. If you putting it out there that you coming to Orlando and people don't think Orlando pretty much a drag-friendly track, it's going to be some motherfuckers coming at y'all ass because they're going to think y'all ain't going to be as fast on that type.
Hey, DJ, you know something?
Yep.
You there?
I'm
if I ain't had
balls,
you'd be
think.
My motherfucking uncle.
I do.
Hey, I ain't Mitch Skinny Man before, but I like
no,
his
ain't
attitude.
Wrong, ain't nothing wrong with that. All that means that you ain't trying to race. Y'all trying to race.
Fucking,
y'all trying
hey,
to race.
Hey, man, it's bullshit. I'm tired of hearing this crying, and I'm going to stand my motherfucking ground. I ain't going to let these motherfuckers tell me how I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? They say we won't run nowhere.
I don't blame you. That's
they say we won't run nowhere but South Georgia Holly Springs, right? I'm telling them I have never been to Orlando. Orlando just got redone. It's a brand new motherfucking track, right? I will roll my motherfucking happy ass in there and fuck his Malibu up.
Mm.
Yes, sir. Hey, if I got to run 29s, I'm going to run fucking 29s. If I got to run 315s, I'm going to run 315s. If you were at Holly Springs, if you looked in the back of our fucking trailer, there was a brand new set of scuffed in fucking 29s in there. Them bitches didn't get scuffed in by sitting on the motherfucking wall. They got scuffed in because we don't have a motherfucking car.
It is.
It's just another excuse for motherfuckers to say, hey, you know what, we can't fuck with you. Instead of him just saying, I can't fuck with you right now, he making some stupid-ass motherfucking excuse. Hey, you got 315s, I can't race you. Be like me saying, hey, you know what? You got a bigger motor than me, I can't race you. I don't give a goddamn. I hope this fucking motor reaches from front tire to front fucking tire.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know
when, but I know it will.
I'm going to say it again.
It's going to happen. I can assure you,
DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you like this. Since you one motherfucker, you going to ride
with
me. Hold
on, man. Hold
on. Motherfucker
hold
team.
On. Listen, man. Listen, listen, listen. I'm by myself, just like they by theyself. I'm telling how I feel, and I'm just telling, I'm speaking in the middle.
What are you trying to say, DJ? You net hopping? What are you trying
know,
to say?
I don't know the hell y'all just trying to be a senior, but I'm just telling you straight up because I know it's going to happen.
Good God.
Tight. The same thing go with y'all. This shit going to happen with y'all. They come with y'all last.
Hey, boy, you
said. Y'all ain't safe when y'all come out with
everybody got them. You got Skinny Man on here, got them quiet. You got your right hand man, your partner in crime, your show host. He happy as a motherfucker. Y'all got 9-1 and us all.
He wasn't.
Your co host on that goddamn just cheered like a mother. I'm glad they got on my back with 9-1 raising me this weekend.
Let me tell you something. we gonna go to the rumble and the jump and crew chief and Big Low them red down there at Showtime Drag Raid, November the 30th, at $3,000 free entry fee, 28-29. I don't know the whole detail. I'm reading out the goddamn card here. They got Baldy, Stone Cold, Mark Jane, Danye, Butt Naked, Big Low, T5, the White Boy, Triple X Racing.
Rich.
Golden Lynch,
hey.
Mark, Tony Bynes, Lil Rick, CC, and Jody,
woo.
Troy Perez, 901 Bad Boy, Dolomite,
God.
DJ Grant, Biz, Wayne, White Trash Racing, Coop Performance, Wild
hey.
Man, and the Great White.
Hey, listen, did you just say it's Sunshine Dragway?
Yeah, Showtime,
right.
Showtime.
Yeah, Sunshine.
They changed the Showtime. They changed the name on it.
Yeah.
In November 30th.
Skinner, man, we're going to give you a rundown of who you probably going to get a raise with this year. All right, 901, there we go. Cold Killer. David Floyd.
Yep.
I love David Floyd.
Hey, hold on. Let me stop, Myra. Why you say that? You sold him a moment?
I ain't sold nobody shit. I sold him my goddamn car.
We know what goddamn going on around here.
Shut up, man.
Hey.
Don't do that. Keep going.
You're just trying to. I'm trying to. He made me forget what the hell I was. I said Cold Killer, Baby Floyd,
Lethal Weapon.
Mm-hmm. Who the hell is? There might be a couple more, but I don't believe many going to goddamn die by them three or four. I might be missing somebody now.
Nah, you know Joe, I'm going to race them folks, man.
Who? I'm going to do that tight, man. I'm going to copy tight, man, huh?
Come on, man.
I'm going to do that tight, man, huh?
Hey, my
dear.
Tight man,
you don't think they're going to race them? I'm going to say this right here. Now, DJ, you got your motherfucking opinion. And when Mike get his opinion, you going to question his opinion? You see, boy.
What are you talking about?
Boy, y'all crazy.
Listen, man, Tyke, okay, Tyke, you give us your prediction, goddammit. Go ahead.
On what?
Who going to raise Live X?
Lethal Weapon, we'll run them.
Okay.
Lethal Weapon, he will go the fuck on out there.
I believe
Don Ye will
race them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, listen, let me go and tell you something. I didn't want to put this out there, but I told Don Ye I'd gap his motherfucking ass at Holly Springs.
Oh, no.
Hey, Skinny Man, you need to get Skinny Man. Y'all need to mute Skinny Man Mike over there, man. Y'all need to mute his mic.
We leave it open. I swear this guy go get his goddamn races. He gonna get what he wants.
Hey, man, you know. Hey, Mike, I'm gonna say it like this right here. It's a good thing that Wick them ran them, and it's an even better thing that the man saying he ain't never been to Orlando. If he haven't, who gives a fuck? He's saying he will take and go to other tracks in them two
exactly.
That everybody got him pegged on. Now,
exactly.
With him saying that, Ain't
exactly.
no reason for him not to get no action.
Exactly.
Well, he didn't lie either. Orlando has a new owner, and I hear it's a whole different racetrack from what it used to be, and don't nobody know what it is. So, I mean, it's a new territory for everybody.
It's green. It's green as far as we know. We ain't been, you know, ain't nobody been there. So, shit, I can't do nothing but now, not being funny, now he ready to crush race because, you know, Mike, we were screaming the same thing. We wasn't trying to get tricked into them.
Hold on, tight, man. T5, can you tell me about y'all Red down there coming up? This butt nigga and DJ Grant.
Butt nigga and DJ Grant.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Tell about
y'all
show coming up.
Hey, you ain't cooking
nobody out. I ain't cooking nobody out tonight. We got Kenny Man on here. I'm punked out Mississippi Joe and him tonight. I ain't going to say punked him out. He cuffed him out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we having a showdown at Showtime.
Go ahead, Mr. Bill. I'm on my other line. Let me get him on.
What the name of that track was. What the name of that track?
It was formerly known as Sunshine Dragway. Now it's named Showtime Drag Strip.
Okay.
Tell about the raid, man, and when it is.
Okay. It's November the 30th. We're having a 650 class. We're having a quick 16. We got Mike Hewitt and Michael Trevinos, better known as the 187 Gangster, the locked in. We're having a 28 and 29 inch shootout. Paying out $3,000. You heard me, son, nigga?
He on the other line. Tom Kisser.
Hey, what's going on, Cole?
He's still trying to keep Wicking him over there.
Hey, Mike,
what's going on, Mr. Mike?
What up,
T-5? Back on the phone. What's
going on?
About that text message he got. Ask
him about that message, man. That picture he got.
With the date and the time on it and everything else. So what is his hold up?
Hey, Mike, man, you know we're working at the shop, man, trying to get the ready to come on out there, man.
Let
the shop working, man.
Yeah, man, I understand, kid. I'm be glad. Can't wait to say how to get here, bro. I'm ready to see some good action. I hate November 2nd. Here so fast, but in the year coming to an end. But man, it's gonna be exciting just to know all the people that are coming.
Yes, sir.
Coming on
28
or
29. I don't know what he gonna come on. He coming on time. What's the problem, bro? Nigga, what you trying to do?
Nothing.
Hold on. What you trying
nothing.
To do, bro, nigga?
Nothing.
I ain't trying to do a goddamn
okay.
thing.
You asking what my big homie coming on? I want to make sure what the fuck you was the problem with.
T5, I don't have no tuna yet. It's just on my drive. Boy, what do the best for me? I ain't got no tuna yet.
Hey, listen, my kid on the phone. You want to know what's going on? I'm going to check it to you.
Hold on, T5. But nigga, I ain't going to sit here and let you tell that lie. I seen you in Carolina, and I seen you in Macon winning a race. You ain't had no goddamn tuna there either, so don't tell that lie.
I'm saying it's just me. I ain't got no tuna.
Well, goddamn, you want two races without your tuna last time. You might need to leave your tuna at home then. That might be a problem.
Let me ask you a question, bro, nigga. You plan on coming down and race or something?
I'm coming down on the 30. I ain't never been nowhere. I ain't never been to Florida, real. I'm coming down. I got
okay. Well, you come on down here and listen. Hold on. I want you to support things. We're going to give you some action on 28 so you bring your ass down there.
I'm coming. And the long whip and the creek don't ride, I'll be there.
Well, shit, you said the wrong thing. The creek done rolled already on your ass.
T5, I'm going to do you a favor. So that somebody don't lie to you either. If he claimed his dude done broke down and all that shit, I put him in the trailer with me. He just got to have to take the gas with me.
Hey, listen, Mike. I appreciate the hospitality. But listen, I already had a backup plan with him. See, I got a cutter on his phone. They got a trucker cutter. And you said credit card on the phone. We gonna get that nigga ass, you know. One way or the other.
Hey, I still got some time that Cold Killer gave me last year to make it down there on my duty, so we coming to the Long Willing, goddammit.
Well, Butt Naked, we want to see you in the building, Butt Naked. You laughing too, your ass ain't off the hook either.
Okay, hey, I said at the beginning, y'all go everywhere. I said, everybody be a fool.
That's the only reason why I want to call. I really want to call him, but
yeah, man,
my driver, he coming too, but that's quite a little bit. He stay like, he still on the top side of Alabama. So, hell, it take him a little minute to get down there.
No, you,
I might
you
have to fly him in.
Big low and the team, man, they
DJ Grant, DJ Grant, DJ Grant, you do me a favor.
What?
Let me, if I need $100, will you give it to me?
Yeah, I will.
All right, well, Butt Naked, your driver will get a plane ticket, goddamn it. If we need it. It don't cost shit to fly to Florida.
No, it don't. Southwest fly in for $99, man.
We ain't giving you no motherfucking excuses this year, Butt Naked.
That's how I'm going. Just
he on here. He goddamn listen to talk to him then, goddamn it, Mike. He'll talk to him.
We ain't giving your ass no out. We ain't getting no goddamn out for you this year, Butt Naked.
$99 just goddamn it. Check me the information.
Hey, Butt Naked, I already told you, we're going to get some action, Butt Naked.
We're coming. If the law willing, you know, if we don't tell them no, we're coming. We got them, because I want to come down and support Big Low.
That ain't no bad.
Big Low is a good dude. I done told him two different times I'm coming and then show up.
Yeah, man.
I got to call him this time. I got to really
call him. Hey, listen. Y'all stand up guys, man. Y'all
listen. We don't want you to, you know, some of us go one time, but we don't want you to run across no deals on your way down to Florida, goddamn it.
Man, don't talk about it. Y'all had to hear some deal coming back from Megan the other night. Two on ran out. Don't talk about them goddamn deal. Please don't. I was on that goddamn Highway 96 coming back. Two of them bitches ran out the meeting. Don't talk about them motherfuckers.
You need to get that goddamn bottle of Buck Lure out your goddamn truck.
Right. He ride around Buck Pierce.
Yeah, he ride around with goddamn dip. With Bill Pierce.
Hey, Buck Nigga, you going to ride already, Buck Nigga?
That tight man claimed they don't suck some money or they lock me in. So I'm finna look at this damn. He don't sent me a picture or something, but it won't download yet. I got too many folks on my phone. I'm gonna look in a minute and see.
Is you going to Mike? That's enough.
Then the damn download said he got some money in the bank. You goddamn right, I'm going over there. What did he say?
Hey, he said he waiting on the picture, though. He said he waiting on the picture to see if it downloaded to his phone to see if he got some money in the bank or something.
That's what I'm waiting on.
I guess it's
who you talking to, Big Low?
Yeah, I got him, Big Homie.
Tell Big Homie, goddamn it, ask him what he want to do.
Oh shit!
What you want to do, but nigga, you hear about what we coming on? We coming to race.
What you coming on? So I can get me a set of tires.
Man, listen, get all the tires you need. You know what tires are. We come on. Don't worry about it. Bring it all on.
I need it. Mike. If I hire your ad to work on my car, you gonna treat me right?
What the hell I'm gonna do, but nigga, help throw a razor though? Come on, man.
You might goddamn put me on my shit, don't come on and got them 3 tenths out.
Well,
hey, you should hang up the phone on that, man.
I had to throw that in.
All he's doing is just keep trying to find these goddamn excuses out. That means we ain't letting him out. He keeps digging.
On the phone, Mike? Is Wick on the phone?
Yeah, Wick on the phone. I need to unmute them guy, Mike. Hold on 1 second. I got all them guys muted, man. Somebody has some women talking in the background.
Right.
I'm finna unmute everybody, Mike. Here I come. Bread man, you unmuted.
One time.
Mark, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
But I had to mute the mic.
Yeah.
Larry, you unmuted. All the other numbers ain't got no name on them. Let me unmute these guys, Mike. Sleepy,
hey,
you open the game.
You know why he muted y'all goddamn mic, don't you?
I see the
he didn't want you to say that deposit word.
But nigga, he's gonna get on his ass about that, because he told me a lot, like,
some kind of way to have our money.
The man said his phone won't download with. So let y'all know the man got one of them over the phone, man.
Hold on, man.
Whoever wants to see the goddamn picture.
478-5467. Your mic live. I bet $20 button nigga gonna say a transmission went out in the dually or the car. A fucking deer, a deer run through the front door of the house, and he got to go to Home Depot or some shit.
But you got,
hey, Mike, you said that shit was a joke. All that shit had happened now. I got a brand new transmission from Gene Evan Ford over there. Brand new. With a warranty.
But,
hey,
313. You don't lock the mud up or what, man?
Wait a minute, man.
You don't
lock
the mud up or what?
Wait a minute, let me only last two mic. 313-6638. Your mic is live.
Get him, man, but be gone.
No, he on my phone, I think.
No, he was in the queue. You opened his mic. I think he's still on.
He might as well goddamn go on, but he don't get no ready to have to meet the Weapon Coke killer, huh? Let me own beers up. Chi-Town Gangster, your mic is live, too.
Shit.
All right, I got to hear my old makeup. Now, what the hell you want to know? For Mark, what your one y'all said?
I'm saying, why you ain't, no, there go type man Mike on the phone. Why you ain't locked the money up?
I'm not going to pay Mr. Melvin money. I already got a phone call and he said, don't pay it. That wasn't my deal. That Melvin deal. But if y'all want to ruin, we'll lock y'all ass in and blow your asshole out again. And we run it before the goddamn shootout.
You don't do anything wrong with me.
Leave the weapon today, Florida, who in the shootout.
Who? Who you said?
Leave the weapon today, Florida.
What raid they
cable,
in? The 29 or the 28?
Cable 1 winning now.
Who's going to be on 28? Who's going to be on 29?
Florida's going to be on 29, I thought. Florida's going to be on 29, ain't
it? Yeah. I don't have no idea.
Oh, you saying Lethal Weapon going to be on 28? Which one are you saying Lethal Weapon going to be on? Which one are you saying
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, Lethal Weapon... Lisa Webber told me he was going to fuck Cold Kill up on 20 when he put 29 on.
Oh, man, please. I don't believe that.
Hey, Mike. Hey, me and Ty got a $500 bet. That bitch be trying to make me up my bet. You see that shit happen right there, boy.
Say it again, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Goddamn mailman. That's all right, the mailman right now.
What's going on? You all right, young man?
Oh, I'm holding it in the road.
That's good. You won't say it again, Mike. Lethal Weapon going to be on what?
28, then fuck Cold Killer.
Well, one thing about it is...
Hey,
Type
Man, get Cold Kill on that goddamn phone, Type Man. Get Cold Kill on that phone. No, you don't, Type. You just want somebody off your ass over there. You want somebody, everybody lock in except your goddamn ass. Them folks, they done sent their deposit. Y'all are leaving, they can give you that transfer fee.
Hold on, Mike. He just said he tried to lock in. They just said that now.
Who he tried to lock in?
He got to send the money to Type.
That's it. Okay, hold on. Okay, so everybody be clear. Now, last night it was because he said something about he had to pay somebody else puck out and then they would come. So, with 901 race button naked right now, he just locked in. With them just locking in, forget that, whatever, whoever didn't pay something or whatever. Ain't got nothing to do with button naked.
What the hell?
Well, 901 lock in with Butt Nigga without the, without him having to pay whoever else locked them in for Holly Springs or something.
They got to talk to Wick about that. Him and Wick discussed that. I ain't getting
Wick. He said
shit.
He was going to do that. He said that.
I changed my mind.
Oh, goddamn.
I locked their ass in, but I'm not paying nobody a punk out money. No $1,000. I ain't doing that shit. Fuck that. My daughter needs some pencils over there.
Hold on, butt nigga, our daughter needs some pampers, motherfucker.
All right, boy, better watch your goddamn drunk ass mouth.
Hey, hey, y'all, man.
Hey, butt nigga, all you gotta do is look, see if you got big feet.
All I want to do is when I, hey, if I come up there, I want you to whoop your dick out. I want you to whoop your dick out. Let me see it one time. I'm gonna nick that motherfucker with the blade. I'm gonna call the dick with the blade now.
Boy, y'all stupid.
Hey, Mike here. Check your phone and see did you get that goddamn picture that his phone won't download.
Let me go outside.
Doing it right now.
It's down. Hit a download. Let me go outside. I gotta go outside.
Yeah, you know, butt naked on a different time zone we on.
I'm on the same time as George on, motherfucker.
Hey, Ty.
Huh?
I believe you were drunk when you put goddamn Donye name in that goddamn mix where you talking about he'll run live action.
Yes, he will.
Man, shit. Man, y'all. I understand what Joe said. Joe said he ain't gonna be like the other knucklehead. Y'all push out there and get ran over.
That's not what I said. I said I'm not coming out there with no 29W on no drag race track, and my opponent got 315s. I said when I see them boys, I'm gonna be 315s too. That's what I said. Whoever the fuck is there lying on me?
I'm gonna ask the question. I'm gonna ask the question because I said that you will run them, Joe. So they want to know.
Hold on, let me make this clear, man. For everybody on this phone, we just bring our car out, but we gonna deal with everybody that got sneaks on their car. Simple. It ain't number one or two out there with radio. So we wait there at the end of the line. When we get ready to run those guys with the 315s, we going to test and be prepared and have a 315 on. We ain't getting them clowns no kind of edge on us. Man, we looking. Man, we out for blood. We ain't taking no prisoners.
So that
you can read that. And when we show up, you might as well pay. Because you're going to get fucked up if nothing don't happen. To now 1 o'clock, and we make two good clean hits. Now you can believe that if you want.
Hey, but, Mississippi.
But we prefer they don't believe it and get up there.
And this is Stunner. Now you know, hey, Stunner, what I want you to do, you and Butt Naked, mark the time and the date down that I said this. Everybody that's out there in this game racing, props to everybody. But I'm not finna come get nobody no edge on me with a 29.5 and they got a 315. I cannot tell nobody how to set their car up and what size tire to put. But what I can do is stay away from them until I decide and get ready to put mine, set mine up for a 315 or whatever, and then go to their ass. That's what I can do when I get ready. Not when you, hold on, not when you want me to do it, son, not when Bob want me to do it, not when I get ready to do it. Simple, man.
Joe, what if it's on a neutral track? What if it's on a track that's not drag ready to finish, but they still want to run drag ready?
If I get them boys at a track that I know is drug friendly with 29, I'm going to let them keep that drag ready on. But I'm going to take the track working for me.
Smart man,
that,
Joe.
It's simple. I ain't trying to please none of y'all out there when it comes to racing. None of them, because ain't none of y'all put a dime on this car. None of y'all. So I ain't trying to please none of y'all. Y'all remember that.
Hey, Mr. Joe.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. What's happening,
Cat?
Huh?
Man, this old titties. How the fuck, boy? Since you came on there with that bullshit, you need to find another son or something, bro, with that bullshit, bro.
Hey, man, I've been thanking the Lord every day. It feels so good to be back and to know that God's willing that we're going to dominate this motherfucking shit again, whether you like it or not. Get fucking ready.
But take that motherfucker, wipe your hand with it, and go get off the show. Go in the garage. You ain't ready.
Hey, one thing I got to say about them 901 boys, they will race, and they bring an accent, because I'm a fan. But boy, do they get their ass all blowed out. God damn.
You got to race to get your ass all blowed out. You got to show up and race first.
Got a point.
You see, we try to lock your ass in. You won't go.
The champ is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta go. It's been fun, but I gotta run. Y'all have a good night. All of y'all. Much love to everybody. Get ready. We coming.
Hey, shut up. Hey, DJ.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir.
You got that picture too, then.
I got that goddamn picture, and it's like a whole lot of money was transferred to somebody else.
I ain't even got a text from you yet, Ty.
I got it.
I don't
hey, DJ Grant.
No goddamn picture. I can't download that motherfucker yet.
But nigga. Now I know you got one of them new phones, cause you have 15 folks on your line. Now them old ass flip phone don't do that shit.
My phone don't mean this iPhone.
I live in, some of it don't work that good down here. It don't work like that.
Goddamn, but nigga, what they gonna do? Take the money to your house?
No. When I gotta go
no,
up on side the road
hold
in a minute.
Now, but nigga just said, tell him what you just said. All you want to know, you ready to lock them in? Long as you don't have to pay somebody else rate to plug out whatever happens.
Now, I'm not gonna. I lock their ass in. I'm not paying Mr. Melvin money for them and Turbo Tim them. But if they want to goddamn do it, I get dead on their ass.
What the hold up?
What
now?
Y'all want to do?
Hello.
Damn, where my went?
I wasn't on Wick. That's Wick.
Well, you got to get Wick. Cause if Wick made that deal, you got to get that with Wick.
Yeah. What do you say, Mike?
All I heard somebody, he ain't paying no damn Mr. Melvin locker. I don't know nothing about that, so I can't speak on. He just said somebody he ain't paying no other. Some lockout with somebody else.
Yeah. Well, he the one said that, and you know.
Yeah, I said that, but I ain't gonna do that now.
All right. Well, I'll let you know if I'm gonna bring it or not. I'm gonna bring the car. Now I'm gonna call Bubba and give me a set of tires and one. Katona Wright said he wanna do something too, so I'll let you know if I bring it. If I bring the car, I'm gonna ring.
I thought we were gonna lock on in, homie.
No, I know it's something my money to lock in. You said you were going to pay Mr. Melvin and lock in $1,000. I did that.
Yeah, that's what I said I was going to do, but, hey, my homeboy told me not to do that. If you're going to ruin, you're going to ruin. I ain't going to pay for another man fuck up.
Well, I'll let you know. I'll let you know, you know, what we're going to do. If I bring the car, I'm going to race you, you know. I wasn't planning on bringing it because we already got two other cars we were going to be trying to focus with. And I ain't want to be trying to mess with no three cars. So when you said that, you know, I was gonna.
Hey, hold on. Let me stop, Mike. Mike, you know my goddamn phone don't do right. You remember that last week, a week before last, and I text you said, "What the hell are you talking about?" Remember that? That phone don't do right down here. Now how you
well, hold
know that?
On, hold on, but nigga, I got somebody mad as hell at me. Is Dirty Red still on the phone?
Oh shit! You gotta get somebody else on the motherfucking phone.
The last phone you had, but nigga, I know you had you was taking credit card payments and all over the goddamn phone. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
I went outside, it still ain't working.
Yeah, I'm still on
DJ. Let me get my pistol and walk outside.
But nigga, open up Maurice line. Juvenile.
Wait a minute, I'm going outside with this pistol so I can get that goddamn tick mess, what they talking about.
ain't nothing outside but a goddamn deal with about a 6-point book on it.
That's a goddamn lie. Them motherfuckers done caught me in the yard 2 times. They ain't gonna kill me no
but
goddamn more.
But Nate must got that door that he on.
They
done caught me on it in the yard 2 different goddamn times. I want them to catch me now, goddamn.
Get Maurice on for Dirty Red right quick.
He's
cussing me out.
I know
you got to get fucked up at your own house before you know it's time to move. It's time to move, cool.
Hey, you know that man on the truck, that's right. He on that
But nigga, I'm telling you what my uncle always told me. Your friend is your enemy your friend, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're right.
T5, y'all race is November the 30th, right?
But nigga, my
who is this?
The DJ.
Look at that.
Yeah, November 30th.
Okay. Right. Somebody just asked.
This phone acting crazy here.
Talking about the curling,
not able to
DVC. Hey, Stunner, your phone acting crazy too?
Nah, mine ain't acting crazy.
I'm getting texts.
I'm sending you
DJ,
a picture. Curl not able to download. Please try again
about,
later. That's my phone.
7 or 8 texts. I ain't got no text from you, Tyke.
Look, nigga, damn prepaid phone. Y'all know he can't get no message while he on the phone.
I got no goddamn prepaid phone, homie. I got goddamn T-Mobile. I got T-Mobile. They ain't got no prepaid.
Oh, shit. You ain't got yourself shit, that nigga.
I want to tell nobody that shit, though.
I'm glad you said it, goddamn right.
Hey,
T-Mobile,
you better not bring your ass to the track if you ain't got my goddamn plugs to the rest.
Good.
Man, we all right.
Your ass, motherfucker. You better not bring your ass to the race. I can't got my motherfucking plugs. Now, that's some real shit, that's the way. I'm tired of your ass.
I'm trying to give you them goddamn plugs.
Yeah, I ain't seen your ass, that's the way.
No damn,
I ain't seen your ass. Watch out, that's the way
for the bullshit, huh? Damn, man, so you had T-Mobile. Good God.
Say so damn with a Verizon.
DJ, y'all ain't got Maurice on yet. But nigga, my trying to save him.
I'm outside, man. Wait a minute. I'm going back in the house. I'm let the phone pick up.
Yeah, you got to hear. Maurice trying to get on your head, Dirty Rig. He got
I'm trying to get on his head. I came to Phoenix City 3 weeks straight, and he said to me, didn't want to do nothing.
Man, tell him to take a clap up on top of the high and get a good reception.
Hey, don't tell that damn man that he'll do it.
This motherfucker ain't picking up at all.
Let's go back in the damn house.
But nigga might well take your damn door off the hinges here. Mother coming in here, let me get ready.
Shit. Nah, here they don't. Hey, let me tell you something. Last time motherfucker tried that shit, he kicked the front one in. Boy, I let that goddamn chopper loose in there. He ran ass back out. Believe it?
Man, you ain't even kill a deer.
What you shit on?
But nigga, what you need to do is just go on, put your envelope at the door about 1500 in there. Hey, man, that's all I got. Right there at the front door waiting on you. Just go on, leave it at the
door. Hey, my deer, I got it. That like when motherfuckers was stealing radios and shit and busy locking their doors. My wonder cost more than the radio. Fuck it, man.
Y'all
gonna get the bitch.
I leave the motherfucker over, I swear.
I leave that motherfucker.
Y'all gonna get this don't break the wonder. God damn. Take that.
But nigga, the only thing you need is you'll take the door off the hinges and hang some damn beads up to keep the gnats and flies out.
Hey, butt nigga, cut your phone off, butt nigga.
Hey,
butt nigga.
Maurice on this phone, man.
Butt nigga, cut your phone off and cut it back on, butt nigga. Then the text message gonna pop up. You and DJ Grant, boom. Cut your phones off and cut it back on. The text message gonna come up.
T5, they don't work like that when you got that damn
hey, I, ain't gonna too much. I don't think mine too much. I got damn sprint, so I don't think they too much better.
I'm saying, listen, but nigga, hey DJ, y'all both gotta cut your phones off now. A smartphone gotta be cut off every 2-3 days, man. I'm telling you, now you cut the phone off and type man messages gonna pop up now.
Oh, you right about that, but they gonna hang everybody up. They cut it off.
T5, it ain't going to work like that. I'm trying to tell you, it ain't going to damn work like that. Man, that man go up on top of that house, he'll get all
kind of reception. Damn. Nah, what he really trying to tell y'all, he got to go out there and goddamn turn that antenna. He still got that manual antenna. Hey, hold it. You right there. You good. Hold it.
Hey, but nigga, tight man, what way did you turn the antenna, to the east or the west?
Y'all saying that shit for a joke. I got some gravity on the motherfucking breeze. I live in the country, man. I don't live in the city.
Hey,
when we go to the mail, hey, we live so far back off in the woods. When we go to the mail, but we had to pack a motherfucking lunch. That's before we live off the road. That real
talk.
I got good service. Right it is.
And put some aluminum foil on them motherfuckers. They really pick up then.
What number y'all looking for, goddamn?
I don't know. Whatever number
this
thing
is a bread man. It's a bread man has dropped. B is dropped. Goddamn, there's a lot of number of them drops that have been outside. What the hell going on?
They hung up because you can't get no fucking reception.
Well, look
I don't see no damn juvenile. I think it's him right here. What did number mean?
0305 last post.
Godzilla.
They no goddamn Godzilla.
0305. The Mike and Lie, they looking for you. He ain't saying it, but he on.
You done told him not to say nothing.
How the hell I told him I've been on the phone with y'all, goddamn.
No, your ass been to the end of the road.
He just told me, said he in the goddamn club. Take your ass in the bathroom, bitch, and get on this
now,
goddamn
he ain't making
phone.
No money. He ain't making no damn money in that club. He ain't doing ever spending money. Walk his ass outside.
You don't know now. It just depends on the poles in that club.
Tight man, I just got a text. You said, what's up?
Now how you can get that motherfucker text?
I got
you right now, brother.
Listen, man, what the hell am I sitting here and tell you I got? I want to see like I ain't
you're
get
right,
shit. What are you talking about?
You're right.
Okay, too.
How in the hell is he on the radio show?
I thought it was
a clue. Well, DJ Grant, you point your antenna east, and but nigga point him west, and y'all goddamn get a stronger signal.
No, I got that chick.
Hey, Mike, this is what we gonna do for butt naked and DJ. At your show, Mike. We gonna give them some track phones, some new talk.
Oh, Lord.
That's phones for Walmart.
Ain't nothing wrong with my phone.
DJ, don't even start about your phone, because I be gonna call you when I come by you, and you don't answer the phone.
What kind of phone is this I got to win?
You don't know.
Got them Galaxy 4, but this bitch don't goddamn working out. It ain't working
over
there. Where I live at, it don't work good.
Hey, you got a hot phone, DJ?
Yeah.
You got an iPhone? You can hold 10 people on your phone?
Man, I this phone don't do that. I don't think it does.
Man, y'all know DJ Grant, the only one ride around in a business still got a car phone.
Hey, man, that phone came with the car.
And it's a $5. Oh, jeez. Oh, goddamn, DJ. You got a couple of that damn car, DJ.
And a bag. But,
Hey, DJ.
Yeah.
You got a goddamn car phone in that car with a bag. I'm going to give you my old beeper, motherfucker.
Hey, you
know I got an old beeper in there.
Look, don't act like you're you know that motherfucker still works. You got to upgrade your beeper, bitch. No play.
But nigga, they got damn beeper on at the zoo wheel.
DJ, I didn't have
DJ,
that bitch on, boy.
Did you text him back, DJ?
His mic is open.
Hey, Mike.
I don't know what he's doing, but
hey,
his mic open.
Mike, did y'all ever get certified to log in?
Hey, Mike. I tried to send you a picture too, Mike. But when you see it, when you tap on that motherfucker,
what's
you
up?
Blow it up.
Hey, T5, I know you know how tight man answers. He don't say yes or no, he's, huh?
Wow, him must be.
What happened next?
Man, that goddamn certified, boy, they need to be certified, they be banned off the goddamn show. Talking all that goddamn shit.
You talk that shit in my face, buddy. You talk that shit in my face, buddy.
Nah. You talk that shit in my face, homeboy. I bet you think you're looking for a homeboy.
Hey, Mike, is that Ray, you paying cash or you paying on the chicken?
What the hell you got last time? Oh, I forgot. You ain't win, so you don't know. We pay cash all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
I was just wondering,
they got that mic here sliding in on your ass tonight, but
man. Let me tell you something, Mike. When I say that, because J-Bar played her down yonder. When J-Bar played her, we had to goddamn sign a damn...
I got
them tax ID for him. We ain't
got to
fill that out over there, dude.
Hey, but nigga, you know the fucked up part about it with J-Bone? You going to have to pay it twice.
What? That's what I meant. Cold Killer told me, he said, but nigga, don't put your real shit on there. I said, well, what you talking about?
Shit.
I'm going to turn that shit in for real.
I told y'all, motherfucker, y'all get a 1099 at the end of the year. Did I tell them?
Jay sent me a 1099 in May. You know, your shit got to be in April. Jay sent me one in May. Jay sent me one in May, and I had already claimed the goddamn money he paid me. I had to pay for it twice.
Like, what kind of shit is this? We got to pay taxes on that money? Yeah, you got to pay taxes on it.
Gotcha. The IRS going to be knocking on your goddamn door.
You down there got the information, want the driving license out and everything. I'm like, what kind of shit is this?
He want that goddamn social. He want your government number, goddamn.
But, nigga, I got 4,000. I got 4,000 waiting on you, goddamn, this Saturday, and a nice trophy, goddamn, if you can come over and get it.
I thought it was 5,000. How would where the hell the other 1,000 go to?
It was 5,000 at the big dog race.
Well, you might as well go ahead and spend that goddamn check, because that's my money. Me and T-Man going to goddamn, he gonna spend some on his car, I'm going to spend some on mine, goddamn. We coming to get that change.
Okay, so you coming now?
Yeah, we coming.
Okay. Y'all heard him. You ain't got to do nothing. Keep asking that motherfucker over and over. He going to goddamn get this goddamn.
I'm bringing that summit. I'm bringing that goddamn summit bill, too. You say you paying for one of these tires? I'm paying for the other one.
No, you got to do a goddamn, you bring me your half. Tell me what size you need. I have them here waiting on you. You give me your half. I give them cheaper than you.
I'm giving set of 125 there you go on that motherfucker.
So what?
What you trying to say, Mike? You might not buy them. He might just keep the money.
Yeah, he probably already got them.
No, hell, I ain't went about what T-Man said today. Me and him talk. He said, you need to get some new tires. And don't wait till you get your big head ass to the track and fill up them nitro ballers no more. Because when we was in Macon, we were filling up at the track, and them bitches would not hold no heat. So I got to fill them bitches up, and I got to get some goddamn tire.
Well, he might not be – he probably ain't lying this time. He did tell me after Macon, he said, man,
She never raised her head. I had 10 passes already on the tie. We got to make it. I said, but, nigga, you can't put men over 10 on them now, goddammit. So he might not be lying on that part now.
So we got to get a new set. He already done said that we ain't going nowhere till we get some more time. I just bought them motherfuckers.
But Carolina might be so good, Sarah, you might want to spend the tie a little bit.
I don't know about that. We had them bitches were new when we came up there almost, just about. They had like 4 to 5 passes on them when we came.
Well, they said you can't go past 480, you can put 25 passes on them.
Good God. Nigga, you got motherfucking 15 more passes, man.
I damn sure do. I got 15 more.
Nigga ain't clear
as
y'all thought he
would. I got 15 more passes then,
goddammit. Goddamn, oh, yeah. Butt-nigga come to Carolina once again.
I want that son of a bitch that got on the phone and told me he tired of my motherfucking mouth to be there. That's what I want.
Hey, what that suit said?
What it?
Tight man, nope. I didn't.
Two fade.
What the hell is two fade?
We'll put that out later.
Stony
tight man, the answer is no, tight man.
You can get a cake, but you can't get a pizza. God damn it.
I get pizza all the time. I don't know why I can't get yours.
Oh, yeah, you on the phone. Hey, DJ, you can use all your gigabytes up in you.
That could be very well so now, but I ain't had no problem getting no pizza.
If you use our
it don't even show like even trying to text. Everything he texts me comes through.
Hey DJ, you know when you come see your video, DJ, your picture took it don't work either.
What did you send to me anyway? If you send me the same thing you send to everybody else, we all know that's what it is. So what the hell, you ain't no need to send.
Your co-host ain't decided to lock in yet.
I ain't got no goddamn picture. I'm trying to lock in. You heard what he said a while ago.
Y'all
ain't
gonna get that damn picture till y'all hang up the phone. Yeah,
well, the picture don't matter to me.
It ain't got no relevance with me, so I don't care. Well, you the co-host. You co-signed on this.
I
ain't gonna say that. Huh?
Let me tell y'all something. Let me make it plain and clear and simple. Them motherfuckers is not in goddamn Holly Springs, so they ain't no motherfucking king. When they bring their ass to the goddamn house of Hook, I'm going to fuck them up. I'm going to hit them in their goddamn throat one more time.
Don't throw up
one more
time.
I ain't throw up the first goddamn time.
But, hey, what you said you done last night, Buck Nate? What you said you done last night?
I asked you a question before the show got cut off. I said, do you remember in that first goddamn magazine when y'all called me, what did I say in that magazine?
I remember, nigga. I mean what I say.
Go ahead, Mike. Tell him what I see.
Hey, tell him what you mean.
Yeah, what I see.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, when you lock in with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they pay the lock up. Do you count that as a win in a grudge race?
Hell no.
No, I
don't, but Boss Bynes do.
Well, I do too. So me and Bud Nigga 1-1. I'm on mute.
We ain't no 1-1 motherfucker. You ain't beat me. You got some puck out, but you ain't whoop my ass, motherfucker.
You played that motherfucking puck out, boy.
I might have played the puck out.
I counted as a win. Now I want to count that as a win.
No, you can't count that as a win. You might have got played that puck out, but I laid.
got money from you and didn't have to raise. I count that as a win.
You might have goddamn got that punk out, but I laid that dick across your back down there, making boy. That's a win.
You ain't do nothing, man. You ain't laid nothing across my back, sir. You laid that across your whole back.
When you goddamn come to goddamn South Carolina, my leg across your chin, motherfucker.
No.
That means we both gonna make that motherfucking trip, and I'm gonna goddamn put that gap band on your ass. That's what I'm gonna do. You thought you seen something down there. Wait till we go up there with that track hook on the big end when it get cold still. Well, I'm gonna show your ass
now,
on
that. I want you to come to Isle of Springs so my fans can see you down there in Isle of Springs.
Did Mr. Georgia tell you we weren't coming out in that goddamn hole?
Nah, well, fuck with. Well, I ain't, you know. Like I said, I wasn't planning on bringing the deck car, bringing some other car. And like I said you're going to pay that $1,000 then shit. I was going to bring it.
I tell you what, bring that candy cane. Let me show y'all what I'm doing. How about that?
Man, I don't want to hear that shit.
Bring that weak motherfucker up here. Let me show you what I'm really doing, boy.
What? You ain't doing shit.
Let me show you what I'm doing. Bring that weak bitch out of goddamn Mississippi. Let me show you what we're doing now.
Come on, butt nigga. You picking coal up. Goddamn. Come on.
Hell, that won't be the bad one they got.
Hey, man, I saved you from getting a fake racer of the year. So be happy, man. Be happy.
I'm not no fake racer. You can believe that. I had a problem, but that bitch been solved now, homie. Believe that.
Well, two it races been solved ain't got damage. We're going to see once we get to the hook when somebody down there drawing your ass or something. We're going to watch and see what you do.
Hey, if y'all get in that track, shootout, I'm going to make sure I draw your name. I'm going to say, Mike, I got $500 you put up together. Believe that.
I got the chips, motherfucker. I got the chips. Bitch, you called it Mike. You need to be saying tight.
If you put it together, you got $500. You got $500 bills. If you put it together,
get it to him. Get it, Ty. Get that money.
That's right. You're going to give it to him.
Give him $500 and put us together. Hell, that's a done deal.
Goddamn. $500 and what? What you say? What you just said? Put up $500 in the belt. Ain't that what you said?
Now, I don't want no city belt. I don't want no bullshit like that.
What you saying?
You take that motherfucker and go to the shake joint with Wag Nick and the shake joint.
I hate to say that like this. I ain't going to say that like that. I ain't going to say it like that.
What the fuck?
Somebody going to think I'm a racist if I say it the way I want to say it.
The fuck I look like with a city belt? An Alabama ass belt. I don't want no shit like that. Now, if it was a New York city belt, I might want the motherfucker. Or Texas or Chicago. I don't want no Alabama city belt.
You might not want no Alabama city belt, but you got an Alabama ass whooping, then you motherfucker.
Yeah, I did. And it was the softest ass woman I ever had.
But you goddamn got it. No matter, but you got it.
That was the weakest ass.
Let me ask you one question. How that dick feel on your back, boy?
It felt on your whole back. Black man, it felt on your whole back.
Well, whatever. I'm glad you got, hey, send me, hey,
ask your
I ain't got no more of them.
I laughed at DJ. God damn.
But next, you got rid of all your hoes.
Bitch, you left.
I got rid of all the motherfuckers. It's racing season.
Shit, racing season over, fool. Fake racing, motherfucker.
Hey, race season ain't over yet. We got all the way to November 3rd. When I go to Big Lone, I'm
ready.
It ain't over. We got down to the 30th.
Them motherfuckers said racing season just started. Yeah,
dang. I didn't say it just started. I said when it's over, motherfucker. You heard. You heard, huh?
Man, they you ain't deal with rumble. Two you ain't deal with two girls racing. Now, come on, man.
It don't matter if I did one. I beat your motherfucking ass, them.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to get like nephew. I didn't tell you. I told you. Then I told you I was going to get you. I told your ass, boy. I told you.
You got me, bud, nigga. You got me.
Go back and look at that video. Go back and look at Gangsta Boo 2 when Nipper told that boy. I didn't tell you. I told you. Then I told you when they were going to fuck you up. That's what I told you, boy.
Hey, Wick.
You want to take a lot of it, man. I'm glad you did.
Hey, wait, now, if you bring that weak bitch back up here again, we're going to fuck you up one more time.
All right.
Oh. They're going to be fighting in a minute, man.
Who's going to be fighting? I ain't going to fight nobody.
Anybody know it? Ronnie Brown got another show in December.
I thought it was January, the makeup razor, whenever it was. Might be. Oh, it might be.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch.
He got the rain out race. He got the rain out race.
It's gonna be motherfucking cold January.
We got the rain out race. I forgot what the date they announced it was. The rain out race from 11.
I thought somebody said December 6th or 7th.
You might be right.
Oh.
Well, we know live action ain't gonna get no race that weekend because they that was a drag race racetrack.
God damn, Mike, you
had to
say it like that.
Well,
yeah. I might come over there and run them shit. Bring some kind of action. He's taking motherfuckers around here, boy, I tell you the truth. I ain't got no
ball. Hey, Wick, you ought to quit tired of me. You ought to be tired of being here about a whoop, boy.
I'm not talking to you, brother.
You don't got your ass whooped 2 weeks straight. You don't got your ass whole blowed out 2 weeks straight. Quit getting your ass fucked up, boy.
Hey, but nigga, I counted my money 2 weeks ago, and I counted it goddamn Monday. I'm up.
With it. All right, I'm up.
I'm up.
Hey, Wick, let me tell you something. It ain't about the money with me. It ain't about the belt. I got your bad motherfucking ass. That's what it's about with me.
If it ain't about the money, what the hell you need me to help buy you some tires for, motherfucker?
I'm grudge racing with him.
What the hell you was calling up for?
Mike, you ain't been on this show here. You ain't heard how that motherfucker talked to me on this show, me and DJ. We got his ass.
I'm still talking bad to you, man. You wanted looking for
we got
fuck.
Your ass. But I'm saying like this. When your ass come to South Carolina, all drinks on me, homie. All drinks on me.
Believe that. I don't go to the check jar and I don't drink. I smoke. You don't want to buy me no smoke.
Hell no. I don't smoke.
Nigga, I need to meet you.
I don't smoke. I can't take cold medicine, boy. I can't stand this.
You look like a motherfucking troll. You look like smoke coming out your ears. You troll looking motherfucker.
That's all right. Smoke can come out your ear when I fuck that ass up, then.
Nah, I fly up nothing and I'll feel it some kind of way again.
I know you were feeling some kind of way. I drank what we need to meet at. Bring your ass. You like got your ass whooped down and make it. Hey, I redeemed myself too, Gunner.
Yeah, them boys are going to whoop your motherfucker's ass.
Hey, it ain't a motherfucker walk around here can tell that lie.
Hey, man, I seen that from my own eyes. You ain't got to tell me that.
Yeah, you don't know what the hell you were looking at.
Man, that's you. You know what dude told you. Where's Dirty Red get his ass whooped at? They've been whooping his motherfucking ass over there.
That's it, son. He didn't want no damn problem. He just wanted to put on for the fan. What is it? Hey, look, my iPhone over there. What that boss gonna do? Shit, he's gonna whip goddamn dirty red ass. Dirty red daddy, hold up, man. Nah, my daddy told him to hold up for a motherfucking reason.
That's what he did.
Your dad told him to hold up. That's my motherfucking boy right there. Now I know the motherfucker gonna whoop him.
What happened?
Boy, y'all crazy. Hey, now Wick, I wasn't gonna say nothing about that, but Wick ain't lying, man. That man ain't lying.
He ain't lying.
He ain't lying. He had somebody came over there flexing and wanted to put on for everybody out there saying he wanted to do something, but he really didn't want no damn problem.
Hey, man, Ada Baby's a goat, man. I'm telling you not. If Ada Baby's a goat, so third red, late on
that. I'm Ada Baby, too.
That's why you put that shaking shit.
That's right, man. Boy, you ain't right there, man.
I'm just fucking with you, Derek. You know I love you like a big girl.
I know that. I know that. I know that.
First time I met Dirty Red, he down there didn't want to pay dog. Dog was kissing a bitch for Dirty Red.
When he got his lockup money, what I turned around and did?
I don't know. We walked away, but boy, they was raising sand over there in the stage lane. Like, God,
hey,
Dirty
Red, have you paid all this lockup money yet? No, they both got it this weekend. Them boys didn't go down. I told them I wasn't going to make it this weekend. Somebody else
you
didn't make it.
You need to
send them
hold on, hold on. Hey, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. This real straight up talk right here, man.
You was trying to with that shit.
But now, Delray, if you want your name to be good in this motherfucking game, man, all bullshit aside, you need to take care of that shit like you do your light bill by the first of the month, man.
I already done talked to them about it. They were supposed to get it this weekend, but the guy that was going to take the money over there, they end up not going, so we're going to come up with something else on. I might end up getting it with this weekend while I'm over there. But
hey,
I wish they could come down there this weekend.
That's what the fuck you do. Give it the week. Shit. Keep your face clean, man.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to keep it clean, but I'm also trying to get them to come down there, too.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Hey, do the right thing, because as a man, if your word ain't no good, you ain't no motherfucking good.
Anytime you got a motherfucking name, Dirty Red.
you got a point now, Kimo. You ain't never had a Dirty Red, a motherfucking Black Steve, motherfucking named Dog and shit like that. Not Willie Dog, but I'm just saying Dog. You know, them bitches, that be some shaky motherfuckers too, man. Hey, Dirty Red, come on, do the right thing now.
Oh, yeah, I told him,
Dirty Red, fuck that, man. Fuck that now, because you keep talking about, this and that. Now, all this I'm going to motherfucking crack that tail. There's a show of shit thing.
I ain't going to say all that now.
Hey.
I ain't gonna say all that.
Dirty Red, let me tell you something. Not being funny, those guys, I ain't gonna say they knew the grudge racing, but it'll be a motherfucker like you that give some guys that are going bad taste in their mouth, and they don't want to fucking fuck with, you know, motherfuckers on the East Coast because of you.
And another thing, man. Like, you get on this show talking about locking somebody in, you ain't paying somebody else they locked up. How can you do that, man?
If they don't, whoever I'm telling them to lock in with, if they don't want to lock in, oh well.
You don't
need no room. That's all I can say. If they don't want to lock me in, oh well.
That's just like Arkansas on the phone tonight listening at you locking in another cat, and you ain't gave him his money. Yeah, that make it want to crack your head.
Let's get back to racing.
Oh, how the fuck you gonna scream get back to racing, bitch? Your name Mud right now.
that'll be good. I ain't got to look at them. That's told them they're going to get their money, but Jeff Milton got, hold on. I know what you're saying, but hold on. They going to get their money, but they cracking heads and all that, we ain't got to talk about that.
Okay, well, but what I'm saying, Daddy Red, let me tell you though, I owe you some money, right?
Oh, and man, we ain't worrying about that.
I'm saying I owe you some money, and I take it, and I tell Timo I'm going to bet him goddamn $500, and I ain't straighten my face with you, man. You ain't going to look at me the same now.
I ain't gonna worry about it here.
What's wrong with you? Come here.
Dirty Red, do you keep a shut-off notice in the bill?
Tight man.
Yeah.
You a butt naked over there talking to your baby like that?
Hey, that motherfucker, I thought that was Dirty Red talking to my other daughter about that. But now, let me say it again. Hold on, Zyke.
Hey, Zyke, man. I don't tell you I'm right here talking that shit about some goddamn baby.
Hey, Dirty Red, I want to give you the hit at Mike Hill Race.
Who is that?
And Whip.
And who?
We Whip.
I don't want back time to hit. I try it.
You got it.
With that Predator car.
Okay. Yeah, you got it.
Okay, that's bad. When we get that, we can lock in.
We can do it now.
Nah, we ain't gonna. When we get to the track, we're gonna lock in.
Right. And Red getting smart on y'all, man. He ain't gonna keep locking shit in.
I ain't gonna pay him if I lose.
Go cool out, man.
He said it's all right if you don't pay him. I ain't gonna pay him if I lose.
No, that didn't pop a one man on this damn phone.
Oh, shit.
That didn't pop a one man. But can you make room for them boys to put that truck on your trailer?
They got their own trailer and truck.
They might have tagged along if you're telling you going.
They had their own trailer and truck. When you didn't show up?
Yeah, I'm telling them now.
You must have been
there. You convincing them to come down to Mike Hill Race?
They ain't got their daddy truck. They got their own truck.
Hey, I ain't got my daddy truck neither.
Whit, you look out of here, boy. You go down this song, bit, Whit.
I ain't got the truck neither.
He talking about the trailer. Them folks got their own stuff.
Can you get on to come to Mike Ray?
No, nah, don't fucking come to me. Hold up. Hey, wait. They ain't got no goddamn gas money. No diesel money. Now, they would. I just got the text, so they would try to get over there. But they ain't got no goddamn fuel money because you still holding on to them.
They got the fuel money. They got that for you, money.
All right, but they purple now. You gave it a real purple.
Hey. But, nigga, now you sitting up there holding my motherfucking daughter, and you watch your stinking ass.
Hey, 63-69-65, you might can lie who's speaking with
you. Ty, you need to come get the other one.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, butt naked.
Yes.
Yes. Is Dog on the show?
No, Dog ain't on tonight. He took too many Viagra tonight. He ain't on tonight.
Okay. Is Tony on the show?
Let me see.
What's wrong, Mookie Moose?
Is Mike Hill on the show?
Okay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. No disrespect, butt naked, but this is Waukesha. And for Tony Wright to say that bitch shit, I don't recall it. And you'll never know when somebody is listening. And I am a fan, okay? And I do listen.
Damn.
I listen to all the shows. I may not be there at all of them, but I'll be there. I'll be there Saturday.
Hey, sweetie. Hey, sweetie, I ain't going to lie. I don't think he meant no harm. He mean no harm, but Tony was just talking race talk. Now, he mean that personal about it now.
But he shouldn't be calling no female and a mother out their name as a bitch.
That's why I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that part. I ain't gonna lie. I did. I mean, I just might have missed it, but I'm sorry. I ain't hear that part. Nah, yeah, I did. And that's when Dog changed it to another subject.
Right. But like I say, I am a fan. I hear all the little stuff.
That's right.
It's because I don't be on the show. That don't mean I don't listen and beat on certain and listen to certain things, and that's disrespectful.
You're right. And
being in the past of Tony Wright, how disrespectful he is. He has been running in Orangeburg, and that's where I'm from Orangeburg. And I travels to go to certain places.
Well, I'm apologize for Tony Wright, because I don't think he meant it, and he don't be on these shows like we be on these shows. And you became famous last year.
I'm still famous no matter what.
I'm going to say, you know they had you on the shows every week, sweetie. I just thought about you this year. How you been doing?
I've been doing good. Just, you know, like I said, my son is sick, and there's a lot of things that goes on, but I'm still a fan.
Well, you got a good point. You don't know who will always be listening. I'm agreeing to that, and I just think, like, when they were talking, everybody was in the middle of the track talking, and I mean, I understand what you're saying. If he said that word, that's disrespectful. But at the same time, he was in the middle of a lot of track talking, and I think they, you know, just got in one of the moments. You know, but I think if you talk to him, I think he'll say the same thing. He'll probably apologize himself for it, you know, too. So.
Yep. I'll be there Saturday, and I want to see him. I want to see him say apologize to me.
Right.
Hey, what's
going
on with you? Hey, what'd he do?
Oh, hey, who that is? Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
This might be him right here. It's another 803 number. God, 803.
God, that motherfucker, that fine is a fine. Ooh, jeez.
83. 83, 82, 11.
Stop. Never on this show. Stop.
You're right. I'm talking about, I was looking at a magazine, cuz.
Okay. Hey, I told you, it's always good to keep them paper women now. Them paper women cheat, so they don't talk back. They don't do that. You can have a different one every night of the week.
Not to be more careful. Who the hell was that nigga? Who number that voice they call that?
This Waukesha. Not Markeisha.
Hey, Waukesha, what did I call your name today?
You didn't put the Y, but you was like Markeisha or something.
Yeah, I know it was Keisha. Right. You know. Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't recall, this is Tony Wright?
No.
That's the first cup.
Oh.
Hey, Joaquin, I just wanted to let you know I just had a baby girl. She live in Montgomery. Not Montgomery, but Columbus.
She live in Butt Naked, Georgia.
Yeah. And,
hey,
you know,
baby, come and listen to this shit this motherfucker saying. I'm just gonna speak
to him. Hey, man.
Where you at?
Y'all know y'all can't talk no shit to Butt Neck. He's real sensitive now. Don't do too much talking to him. He's gonna get mad in a minute now.
Hey,
Butt Neck, you know. Big damn man in Alabama.
He'll get mad.
He'll
get mad.
Repeat yourself, man.
What you just said?
I was telling
Waukesha that I asked her how the family and stuff was doing, man. She said she was a fan. What the hell is you talking about, Butler?
Oh, he's trying to change it up now. He's trying to check. Go ahead and do what you're doing. He's just talking that shit.
I knew Dog was on this show the whole time. All it takes is the right thing to bring it, make it come out the bush.
You know, I know my guy's on the phone. Now that just cussed me out by some shit. He wasn't phoned for nothing. That just went back and listened to a show.
Damn, so right. I listen to all these shows because that's where I got them out to be. I'm smart.
This is how you say it. You a smart motherfucker.
Oh, there you go, Watkins.
Don't get into
this shit now. But anyway, let me say this, though.
He routed me up.
Yeah, I got to say one thing. Though, Type Man brought you up, though. That's good, though. Type Man love you, though. They all love you, though. Tony Wright might have not meant no harm, but he can't say it in the context that he said it in. But this is what I'm going to say. I got to give Mike Hill 100% props tonight. He throws some hell of a curve, but he throwed a fastball at Buck Naked Ass about got to be ducking about what show he going to.
Hey, dog. That's gonna fool my motherfucker right there now.
Hey, Waikisha, let me ask you this.
I ain't mentioned my name,
Butt Naked, but what do you drink so I can bring you a drink so we don't get you all
Naked,
riled
up? Hold on, Butt Naked. Fuck Mike Hill, Waikisha. Fuck Mike Hill. Fuck goddamn Jeff Miles. You got a free ticket for you and your daughter or your son to come in for the Saturday. So fuck them. If they don't pay for it, we're going to shut that motherfucker out.
Well, you know what? I was going anyway. See, that's the whole point. I thank you very much. I go to Mike Hill show every year.
And you got
I
a free ticket, Mike Foster, goddamn. That motherfucker, that smooth mouth motherfucker got me.
Instead of your check being $44, motherfucker, you get 40.
I don't even know why Mike bullshit talking about $44. It'll be $20. I don't know in a goddamn Waffle House motherfucking meal. You need to cut that shit out, Mike.
Hey, since you say Waffle House, I want over my steak from both of y'all bitches.
You were coming and you didn't come, man. You want my goddamn steak. We ain't got but one minute, if that. Hey, fuck nigga, don't rush. God damn it, we don't want him. Hell, motherfucker, I don't owe y'all. You a goddamn liar. You said you coming Thursday night. Bitch, you didn't show up Thursday night. Good night.
Well, I just want to tell you this right here for the show go off. Kiss my baby good night and tell her that I really love her.
Huh? Yeah. You made that right. You made it. Hold on. You talking about that? Hold on. Let me make sure my speaker ain't on.
Say that to your real daddy lover.
But nigga ain't gonna be sleep tonight, man.
Tell that mother put that door back on them hinges and keep them goddamn mosquitoes out of there.
Hey, nigga, hold your head to the side, she looks just like her grandma.
Okay.
I'm getting late now, wait till I get that sad motherfucker. Wait till I get that sad, goddamn, you talking that shit.
Hey, tight. That'd be like that movie Life. I'd be that baby daddy.
Hey, I let that motherfucker stay there because he paid bills. I'm that baby's papa.
Hey, DJ, there's something in text, hang up on all the motherfuckers. I'm ready to go to bed.
I want to call it now.
Hey, I bet another motherfucker come on to you when they got a newborn baby.
Don't y'all tell him he gonna damn sure do it.
I'm pushing aside. Now you see that baby don't have no red hair. She got black eyes just like me. I told you you need to come damn get her. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, I know you've been looking for some part of you in there, and you ain't found it on the feet. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hey, tight.
That nigga, she got straight hair, curly hair.
Oh shit, Mike, you ain't got no clean. You ain't riding motherfucker, Mike. You're too money. Boy, y'all stupid, man. Y'all stupid. Mike, I need to ask Buck Nugget, are they little curls or big curls? Because if one motherfucker get in there done with right.
Hey, they all be curly when they babies, don't they? Yeah.
Boy, y'all had me going tonight, bro. Hey, man. Hey, who got that damn baby in the background, man? That's my baby. Hey, don't talk about my goddamn daughter, dog. Me and you cool as a fan, but bitch, I will fight you Thursday.
Well, goddamn, the way you looking at me, you might be paying for a baby that ain't yours.
Hey, dog, there's one thing I know.
Hey, this is stupid, Buck Nigga. Buck Nigga talking about he came to Augusta. That don't mean a motherfucking thing. We better that would have stayed better than he wasn't going to be at Jackson that night and racing.
Right. I was at the goddamn truck stop, boy.
What the hell are you talking about? Who raised that fucking truck stop, you motherfucker?
Right. But nigga, you ain't got to put three people in the lineup. That's me, Tight Man, and DJ Grant.
Hey, hold on, Daddy Red.
Don't put me in that.
Yeah. I ain't got that.
Hey, Mike, you can't play with him like that. DJ too close. He might go to wondering like, wait a minute.
Hey, Kimo, I know that why I throw DJ in there, because he close by.
Well, Kimo, you got to be quiet, y'all. Kimo, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, I seen Big Liz and I seen Big Liz in Olive Springs this weekend.
Don't start that shit, dog.
I seen the two shit.
Hey, it's like, man, I bet one motherfucker on this phone gonna shut up.
Hey, tight. I seen her too. She's in that goddamn dog truck ride, rough as a motherfucker. She had, I thought she ain't ride back with me.
Y'all
let me know what the lad call a mic. 708-6369. Your mic is live. 708-6369. Your mic is live.
That goddamn, that sound like goddamn Bills or goddamn.
It's Cadillac. It's Cadillac, man.
Cadillac.
Get it right.
Take me out the picture because y'all said curly hair. All my babies was born with toupees though.
Well,
point.
But you done fucked up now, butt naked.
But nigga, they gonna have your own baby. They gonna have your own baby in your house, cause Uncle Butt Naked. Uncle Butt Naked.
Let's see it. Y'all crazy. If she call me Uncle Butt Naked, she getting the hell up out of him. Buck Naked, that's fucked up. All these motherfucking baby daddies, how they keep breaking in your house?
But nigga, thank somebody breaking in the house. Goddamn, they got a key.
No, some fucked up now. All them motherfucking baby daddies. How come your car the only one get hit by the deer?
No, I wasn't gonna tell it, but I had a rope guard around that bitch neck. As soon as I seen that phone coming down the road, I pulled that bitch directly out in front of him. He don't know the
difference. Hey, butt naked, what kind of tie you got on your dude?
Them kind cold killer something by tight, man.
Cause that tight man got some missions. Tight man got some missions on here, so he didn't match up the print. Leaving at the front yard.
That's how they told me some goddamn neck. I got the neck on mine.
And you got some bullshit, but nigga, if you ain't got no missions, you got some bullshit, but nigga.
They told me some neck. I went all the way to Atlanta to pick them motherfuckers up.
Hey, tight man.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what you trying to say? You like little man on the pitch?
Yeah.
Damon Williams, little man.
Yeah. That's my boy right there. But nigga, no, he right now that motherfucker done took off them Oakleys, and he holding his head to the side saying, "I don't know about this shit here."
Hey, but I know that. Fuck nigga, the head built like a pit bull's head.
Now, get what? Asking this here. All bullshit aside, asking this here. I bet you my daughter's on, ain't?
Are you sure need to come goddamn rock our ass at night when she get up?
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like your buddy.
Hey,
tight
like, man, you sure need to come rock her ass at night when she up all night at 3:30 in the morning.
Hey, tight man can't be there at night and in the morning while you at the body shop. Now, what the hell you said?
This motherfucker tells somebody he can't be here at night and in the morning when you at the body shop.
Hey, Mike, but nigga called the 90s and he said, "I need you to host my show for about goddamn 20 minutes or so." I'm a rotten motherfucker, and I felt so bad because of the shit I do while he going to work. I told him, "No problem, I got your back. I've been having your back, motherfucker."
Boy, you wild.
Hey, tight man, we try to keep her up a little bit during the daytime so but they can sleep at night.
Hey, no. I have to keep up in the daytime so she can know who her real daddy look what I look like.
But nigga didn't even know who left that cup in the refrigerator, didn't he?
Okay.
But nigga, you done fucked up now.
They all right. I'm taking it in stride. They all right.
Hey, but now all bullshit aside, now I'm not buying another goddamn car seat. Get that one T-Man be sitting in.
Hey, tight man. He hear you, guy. He on him. He just don't say nothing. He hear you.
Hey, tight man, I know how to make T-Man hit the one button. Oh, he's too late, he can't hit the one button.
Yeah, hell, he can't hit the one button. It might go. All you got to do is unmute his phone. He on
Hey, T-Man. But nigga, T-Man married.
Y'all tell the goddamn lie. T-Man can't hit no fucking one button. He on a rotary phone.
Hey, but nigga, T-Man married.
Yeah, he got a whole lady.
Well, I ain't gonna say shit then.
He don't
have
phone.
Shit.
She don't,
hey, she
ain't
gonna
have phone. He on his cell phone.
Hey, Mike, you might be listening. Don't say it.
Yeah, nah, I ain't gonna
got nothing.
I'm keeping
all up. All the thing I'm gonna tell, T-Man here, you know, I love him like a play cousin, but in about two more years, my 5-year-old, he gonna be taller than him. I'll push him aside.
why y'all on my man? Why y'all on my man? I quit that shit.
Hey, man, what you trying to say? You take that block out from under that POD?
Hey, all bullshit aside, T-Man, the only person I know drive a race car with. Dog, what's them big tall shoes y'all used to have back in the day when you had hair?
Platform shoes.
Yeah.
Nah, they wasn't called platform. They was called stacks. Get it right. Stacks.
Hey, you a goddamn liar. Y'all upstate motherfuckers call them stacks. We call them platform shoes, bitch.
Dog.
I'm trying to tell y'all, this is a southern show. This ain't no up north. All y'all pretty motherfuckers every time on some stacks and all that bullshit. Motherfucker, we call them platforms.
Hey, dog, let me ask you something. Hey, dog.
Yo.
Now, if Butt Naked was driving the car, he'd have on stilettos, but that's another topic.
Hey, man, you're low down, old black motherfucker. Wait till I see you bad. So, hey, man, you basically saying when Buck Naked get ready to race, all you got to do is get a bunch of wands and throw out the anima.
If he don't go ahead,
Lil Chiller.
Lil Chiller.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Man, what? How bad did Wichita beat you the other night, man?
Who the fuck is Wichita?
Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes. Who? How bad he beat you?
A bitch can't never beat me. Tony Bynes didn't beat me.
I thought you lost to him in B's car.
No, I run Trigger Man. I didn't run Tony Bynes. Tony Bynes was a bitch. He was scared to get in the car.
Okay.
Hey, Kimo. Don't raise your voice like that. Trying to go to sleep. Yeah.
Hey, man, y'all going to put a parachute on Hammer this time?
Hey, who gives a fuck?
Hey, Kenny, ain't nobody on here from Primetime. I'm trying to think, who part of Primetime? Primetime is about like the NGRA. They ain't got number three members.
Boy, you too low now.
Name on for us.
Hey, Type Man, I got to correct you. Are you wrong now, Type Man? You don't want to be talking about it, Blaine.
Okay.
But now,
who gives a fuck now?
Hey, EGRA got about three motherfucking members there. See, Track Man don't supposed to do it, but I can do it, though.
Hey, my ear, all I'm going to tell you is, I ain't never said you was stealing, but you was embezzling.
All right,
that's right,
man. They
go
that bullshit. You sound like some shit dog
shit.
You lost me on that one, dog.
All right,
He talking about that money in North Carolina. You know what he talking about, Mike? He ain't lost. Damn.
Hey, don't you still owe somebody
$201? I paid that motherfucker down there and make
it. You gave him half, didn't you?
Yeah, I gave him half. I told him the other half we're going to chop it up because I don't know if you're telling the truth or a lie.
Oh, okay. That motherfucker told me, he told me,
I told her, I said, look at him. You took a law, I took a law. I don't know what, but T-Man paid
What the hell law he took?
I don't know. He said they charged his credit card $201, but when T-Man got there, he paid $201.
Oh, I said, about it.
Oh, goddamn joke on me. He fucked me, didn't he? Goddamn. I just caught that shit.
That motherfucker was smooth, my motherfucker down.
He might be throwing some fucking jabs at a motherfucker tonight.
Ooh. Hey, that's the Billy D. Williams of blood racing, man. That bitch is smooth. That bitch is smooth, man. God damn. Ooh, I almost went up and I caught my boy. That bitch, that smooth.
Oh, I was a little slow on that one, but I caught it in the end. Goddamn it!
But, Mike, what laws he took? Hey, they can quit bullshit. You're a little slow on a lot of shit.
Okay, thank you, dog.
You that for real? Hey. Look how long it took me to get that car to fly. Look how long it took me to get that car to fly with that flying name.
Yeah. Hold up now. Bucknecker, somebody gonna get you. See, you gotta remember what you said. You just said you needed a tuner. Now you brag about how fast your car going. So, bitch, get your ass at the house hook this weekend. Shut the fuck up.
We gonna be there.
I
wish that one motherfucker out of Atlanta would be there. I just wish that shit. But I know he ain't
coming. He ain't coming, Bucknecker. He ain't coming.
I know he ain't coming.
Who, you want live action?
219-4018 Mike and Larry tonight.
That's Bill Carter.
219-4018 Leon, it is you.
He a little slow too. He a little slow too now.
219-4018 It is you, Leon.
Yeah, you don't let you to be here right now.
Leon fell asleep on the phone.
Hey, dog.
Yo.
Hey, when I get over that Saturday, can you have me one of them white women there?
Shit. Hey, is that Dirty Red?
Yeah.
I hear you went over there. When you pay that park out money.
Oh. Don't get him no white woman, man. He ain't gonna pay it, man. They will call rape on you down there, Dirty Red.
I'm about worse than dog
with them damn white women. I might kill
him
extra now.
If I got a white woman, I'm about to keep it for myself, man.
Oh damn. Get bring two of them in.
Dirty Red.
Yeah.
You don't want to go to jail, so don't do that anyway.
Hey,
Dirty Red, ask Mike about the one I had in the subway.
No.
Damn sure don't want that. You can't feed them, Dirty Red. You fucking ain't got to buy $300 in groceries a week.
Hey, Mike, ask Don what about the one he had at Walmart.
Hey, dog. What the one you had missing the house? He had one Thursday when I was over there.
They keep calling the house. You told me one. They keep bringing them up. They don't sit about four or five.
Oh, I tell you, it might be more than that, but I want all of them for myself.
Hey, dog. What the one in from Mississippi, dog? What the one in Mississippi that cut all the hell?
She a videographer.
Where she at?
Ooh.
Oh, you talking about BET? He talking about BET, man.
Ooh. Hey, man. Where is BET, man?
Hey, BET say he don't come around here with y'all playing them dick jokes.
Man, BT was listening. That's why I'm probably still listening. He was texting me over here when Mississippi Joe was on trying to get me to cuss Mississippi Joe out. You get on the phone and cuss him out, motherfucker.
Dog, I'll be there. I want one of them, though, dog. I don't want to go to jail, though, Mike.
Dirty Red, I'm telling you, you come to the wrong joke about getting you a white woman. Any white woman I can get, I'm keeping for my damn self.
Well, I'm saying, hey, dog. Fuck that. Put him on Miss Betty. Ain't that her name? The one at the Waffle House?
Oh, you talking about the Waffle House?
Yeah.
Okay. He ain't got no teeth, right?
That'll be damn good.
Dog had one work at Subway, goddammit. And everybody go through the line. You know, they supposed to get four slices of turkey meat on their sandwich. They get three. She put one in the bag.
Oh, damn, what
you talking about? Hey, hey, no, not being funny, you don't know a perfect match when you see one. Miss Ben ain't got no teeth, and this bitch on the phone ain't got no brain, so shit, they perfect.
Well, damn.
Now, Dirty Red trying to get him some head.
That'll work. She ain't got no teeth, that'll be better.
Hey, but see, you bullshitting. I seen her eat an apple with nail teeth and fuck up corn on the car.
Hey, Tyler, hey, you fucking do that now.
That's how we go on hard hell, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, boy, y'all crazy.
I don't want her then. Now that she can nail eat an apple and eat corn on the car.
No, that'll be better for you, motherfucker. Think you better than a wash machine. You think you better than a wash machine, that motherfucker ring you out.
Pretty red.
Oh, oh. Yeah, motherfucker, y'all saw me. I jumped off when it took my pill and got me some and came back on, motherfucker.
You damn sure good. I love the show.
No. Not being funny. What you got, 15-minute pill?
Hell no. 45. No, I take a pill, you know. It take about 45 minutes to work. I go knock out me a shot of ass and come on back.
Oh. So you ain't taking no Snicker bar, no Red Bull or nothing with you.
Hey. Motherfucker, hey. Snicker bar and Red Bull. All I need is my goddamn pill, and I'm good to go.
Hey,
if he ever fall over, we know what happened to his ass.
Hey, all right, y'all be quiet. Moogie Moog. His daddy. His daddy.
You motherfucker, you want to hear me talking.
Go to hell, Tyke, man.
Hey, Tyke, you better stop that shit. Butt Naked ain't gonna come to the house and look. He gonna be locked the fuck up. He gonna beat the shit out of that girl with us. Hey, Moogie Moog, why you get quiet? Moogie Moog, this daddy. Hey.
You loud, Butt Naked.
Butt Naked put up to the damn phone, go then.
I had a babysitter that night. We had to take turns.
Hey, dog, let me tell you something. It is called babysitting when you're keeping somebody else, child. It's called just watching your child when you keep your. Bring on over here. I'll watch it for you, nigga.
But, don't do it. He got one here in damn taking care of the nest. He's sitting over here.
No, he got one at the house. He just trying to pay back for the one I got at the house. Did he get a little bad tonight, type man? He took it bad tonight.
Hey, Buck Naked, all jokes aside though. Have you ever seen a motherfucker, don't care how many times he take a bath, he look like he dirty? Y'all ever look at Dirty Red? I know Dirty Red had just took a bath. That motherfucker still.
Boy, y'all crazy.
That's a dusty motherfucker.
That's a dusty looking motherfucker, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Dirty Red, damn, tell them motherfucker. That red, tell them motherfucker they 50 with the well. You be looking like that too, well.
Man, as I say again, that Dirty Red, he rough joker.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all wild.
I'm saying I'm going to tell y'all, man. Y'all enjoy talking to Daddy Red, because if I just saw them ease down to the house of
I can't don't start that shit no more. He's gonna pay them for it now. Hey, Daddy Red gonna pay him. I know Daddy Red gonna pay him, because he's been saying it for goddamn a month.
I think they can get
down
now.
Hey, dog.
Huh?
That just like a motherfucker get a piece of pussy and tell that girl you gonna pay her, and she went one and win. That bitch could have fucked up.
Hey, look at that. Dirty Red could have sent that bitch by carrier pigeon to goddamn right now.
He could have sent that bitch by a pigeon, man. That bitch would have been up.
Hey, man, them jokers been on Dirty Red ass since last year.
Trying
to fuck
Dirty Red up this
way.
Hey,
I hear
Jay Barnes Dugan in the background saying that bullshit.
He be on here,
dude. Hey, dog. Now, I want to let you know, all bullshit aside, that's just like that baby music right there. She like to go to sleep and stuff like that. You know, her stepdad is damn dance on poles and shit.
Man, fuck that tight, man. You still on probation. I'm going to get your motherfucking ass and fuck it up again. What's this deal with you and my kid got a $500 bet? Yeah, I want to hear that clarification on that shit.
Huh?
Me and Tight got $500. We took Bailey, me and Tight was in, we was in the pot. We took our money. We betting on the side, Captain.
Tight, man, cut that damn music off.
Tight, call your goddamn, call your baby mama, Tight, until tighten up, man.
Right, man, I'm right. Put the baby to sleep. Y'all go to hell.
Hey, if you take off your motherfucking costume, she can go to sleep.
Fuck you, Tight, man.
Hey, man.
But, hey, there's a 2-5 phone here. She go sleep.
Say what?
See, that might be somebody trying to put Butt Naked there to sleep.
Man right here. All right. Okay.
Hey, nigga, get off your stomach, motherfucker. Get off your stomach.
Wait till it roll over.
Hey, Tyke.
Oh, shit.
Tyke. Huh? Let the man come to the track and I ain't got no goddamn car. She'll be dirty.
Hey, I work every damn day here.
No, quit talking about money, man. Because if you work every day, man, them Arkansas boys will come to the track. But they ain't got no fuel money, so you need, come on, man.
Hey, they been off of fuel money. They still ain't damn said nothing.
Hey, Dirty Red, don't let Mike
Hill
off the hook. What about that truck race, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said he was putting
$2,500. Now, tell him, Dirty Red. Tell him me and you talk today, goddammit, so we can try. You folks been calling in on dog shows with you and your truck.
Hold on before you say that, Mike. I take one motherfucker and told him to get me on the damn phone. He never damn get me on.
Hold on, Dirty Red. Dirty Red, is it last 43716?
I can't miss it, man.
That was smooth, my motherfucker, like that, dog. You got to watch that bitch, didn't they?
That bitch just got so many goddamn smooth men in that man. I don't know what the fuck is that bitch.
Hey, Mike, he wouldn't let me on.
Hey, yeah, Mike.
Hey, dog. I talked to him though on it.
Well, hey, Mike, that ain't what the fuck. Cause you got my number. You could have called me, bitch.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. I'm gonna tell you what I told.
I ain't got the number, dog. I ain't got your number.
I'm gonna tell you what I told Dirty Red. I'm gonna say that goddamn Jay Barnes and Grudge Geek trying to roll that shit off me, so cause they ain't goddamn get them boy that race down there trying to push it on me, make me pay that money.
Hey, Mike, got a point there, Mike. Got a point there.
Hey, Mike, tell him you can't have no truck race, one damn truck, and Dirty Red might not even show up with that motherfucker.
Hey,
Hey, dog, I want to know why he don't got your number when you told him he was his daddy.
And that yellow one better not show up neither.
Let him read, bet him 500. Let him read, bet him 500 that you're going to be there, and I put that in the pot.
Mike, you smart, boy. You smart.
That motherfucker that he, that Billy D, that big name is Billy D. Get Billy D on the phone.
Hey, Mike, here. Hey, Mike.
Hold on, but nigga. I'm on the phone with my baby mama. Hold on.
But nigga, you been go checking that damn room since she on the phone.
hey, that motherfucker so slow. That motherfucker so slow. He ain't even catch on, man.
Hell no, I ain't catch that one. But let me tell you something. You got a goddamn picture message I sent you a while ago, but it ain't went through yet. It's still rolling. So that motherfucker come through. I ain't sending it whenever it come through now. I've been sending that bitch about an hour ago. It's still in the phone.
Hey man.
Ty, you gonna be getting that goddamn certified letter in the mail from Butt Nigga for long, goddamn. Keep on with that shit.
What? It won't be the first one done came here. I got my ass chewed out about that shit. That was before your time.
Hey, that's one thing that bitch ain't doing. That long-line motherfucker ain't lying, boy. Girl, when you sell a line, we'll stop your motherfucking ass. They tell you that shit.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Mike, that Google a motherfucker. That Google will find your ass anywhere. Shit. Google this motherfucker.
And tell your history.
That's all right. I dodged that bullet. That's number 19.
Hey, Google, so fucked up. Like, if somebody want to start some negative shit about it, all they got to do is goddamn type a topic and put it online and makes it. And have motherfuckers reading all kind of negative shit about that shit. That fucked up, bro.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, hold on. I just got a take. Why is you caring butt naked about me and you and the baby?
Tight, man,
you was a fool. All
right. When we get that to that track, when we get to that track Saturday night,
I want
you to set up and be a man.
Hey, listen. This is going to happen, Tight. DT going to be waiting at the jail house with butt naked going in and coming out. Put it on. This is why he didn't show up this weekend, Mike.
Hey, tight man, why did butt naked? Now tell the truth. Now this is a true story. You used to call my phone. You used to call my phone one time. And what number you call me from? What phone you call me from?
You talking about that old number?
Yeah.
Damn. That was a girl number here, but it went my girl.
Good God. Good.
That motherfucker calling my phone from a girl number. I'm like, what the hell? I ain't heard from her in a long time. Like, who the hell is this? It was that motherfucker. He ain't got a phone. He ain't got the same phone number another girl I knew had.
For real.
Damn sure did. I like that. There ain't none of that. Hell, I had the same phone number, and they gave me that number.
At least that's what they said.
Yeah, I know, but one thing I'm gonna tell y'all now. Ho. Why did you say that on the show? But Megan ain't smart enough to figure that out, baby.
When I changed phone number, they gave me that damn number there. She changed number, then I changed number. But you know they got an app you can download. I can call somebody and it'll show Tight Man phone number.
Hey, you can't get a goddamn cake, man. Your motherfucking phone ain't no smartphone. That bitch is a dumb phone.
You phone.
It don't work down here at the house, man. I had to leave the house. You up on the road, it'll work.
That's why I don't know when these
picture messages are gonna come through to his phone because it's still rolling that they're trying to send through to Mike. I can't stop it, but he's still trying to. I got to finish it an hour ago.
Hey. So Tyke Man is you got a show now? Is Wild Man got a show? Which one of y'all got the show?
Man, Wild Man got a show, man.
So, if y'all rapping with y'all ass, y'all sure ain't gonna come on no more, right?
Oh, I don't know, dog, but I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about that. It ain't no negative thinking over here. No negative thinking. No negative thinking.
And I heard if Lethal Weapon whoop y'all ass, y'all whole show going bankrupt.
No, that's a lie. I wrote Wild Man the check for the rest of the goddamn year.
You know goddamn well Wild Man smooth as goddamn Pro Talk Jonah.
It is.
Yeah, that might be where you get all
the
vanilla wafers from.
Yeah,
somebody
just
got blown up,
didn't
they? All that book, they don't want
to. Now,
that's
good.
What the hell?
That's it. Yeah, y'all butt naked in there, flapping out windows at the house, man. I told you all this shit's going to tell.
You know, like, that J-Boy, I'm fucking with the damn board, man. The damn
hey,
damn problem's still over.
Well, I'm finna go down there. I'm gonna get the grudge. I'm gonna get the grudge and killers out.
Well, he's safe. He's safe there because we'll get out them motherfuckers.
Hey, safe. Hey, safe.
Huh?
Hey, Linda, this shit right here.
Tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They provide the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
This new edition.
That has got to be a great ball. Hey, Jake, take your old ass to bed, Jake.
I get Bible study over, goddamn. He playing on them damn board tonight.
No, man, he ran out of them damn peanuts. He be eating all the goddamn stuff.
Hold on. But, nigga, I thought Christians and stuff like that have Bible study. I heard Jay was Jehovah's Witness. They don't do Bible study.
Yeah, they do got a Bible study.
They didn't go around your door and take money here.
Yeah, so JB walking around on Saturday morning. That's why he can't get this track on time.
He got to do that field service. That's what they call field service.
Field service. Hey, but now, all bullshit aside, G.O. Witness, they so tough. They'll ask you what religion you is, you tell them about it, then they tell you about Jehovah.
No, let me tell you about
Hey, Mike.
They come to the house about 7:30 in the morning. 7:30 every Saturday morning. I'm going to show these motherfuckers something. I know the one that come over here. Last time they came, I said, when we have study, we come to y'all house. They said, okay, come on. I went at 3:00 in the morning. Went over and knocked on their goddamn door. They ain't been back. No goddamn move. No more.
I know. Hell, I know, I know they hear me stomping through the house when they be ringing the doorbell. Goddamn, looking out the window, stomping through the house.
Hey, Mike. Get off the phone with you and have coffee and tea with the damn whoever with me, so he may come to his motherfucking eye.
Yeah, that goddamn J-Bone there. That's who that is.
All you gotta do is ask to your church. They'll stop.
No, they can't go no church. They ain't going no church now. They can't go on no church ground. They can't do that.
But nigga, how you know about that? You must be one.
Yeah. No, my old lady grandmama one. And then when I was growing up as a kid, they was on both sides of us. One, they were two brothers. They lived on both sides of my mom and them. So I know about them.
So they stayed at y'all house.
Nah, my mama told them to bring their ass over there no damn more.
But they what you did, huh?
Huh?
They ate before you did, huh?
They ate before I did.
Yeah, you know, back in them days.
My mom didn't lie to them over there. She told them to bring their ass over there. That ain't her religion. Don't come over here.
Hey, but nigga, all jokes aside, I got a question for you, right?
Nope, we've been in the show. Good night.
Okay, hey.